303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can
be.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
As Hezbollah hits Israel, the Israelis hammer back. In Lebanon,
the bomb started earlier than usual this morning.
A deadly tsunami strikes Indonesia, and we're having a heat wave.
Stay cool, drink water, and wear loose-fitting clothes.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with a CBS World News Roundup. For a sixth straight day, the sirens wail as Israel keeps pounding suspected Hezbollah targets in Lebanon. CBS News reporter Kristen Gillespie is in Beirut, where Israeli bombs have been falling.
They sound almost like thunder, and then you can see the smoke that drifts up into the air after the bombs hit their target.
The strikes follow deadly Hezbollah rocket attacks on Haifa. CBS's Lara Logan is there.
You can hear the sound of police sirens in the city below rushing towards the scene as well. People, of course, have fled the streets. They move inside the moment those sirens sound.
I'm Dan Raviv, live in Tel Aviv, Israel. Around 10 rockets from Lebanon have exploded. No injuries, but one flew farther into Israel than any before, landing south of Haifa, where yesterday 8 Israelis were killed. As for the 200 or so Lebanese killed since Wednesday, Israel's defense minister says anyone sheltering Hezbollah fighters and rockets will be attacked, even civilians. He says Hezbollah didn't know Israel would be so tough. Israel just denied any of its aircraft have been shot down. Lebanese TV showed something burning in the sky. There was an anti-war demonstration here, but Israel's government feels it has U.S. support. More on that live from St. Petersburg, Russia. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
Dan, publicly, President Bush has diplomatic praise for the G8 summit statement that criticizes Hezbollah and supports Israel's right to defend itself while calling for restraint.
I'm most pleased that the leaders came together to say, look, we condemn violence.
Later, though, the diplomacy faded as an open mic caught Mr. Bush chatting with British Prime Minister Blair and cursing Syria and Hezbollah.
What they need to do is get Syria and get Hezbollah.
And that's where he used a rant-style expletive. He also indicated Secretary of State Rice would travel to the region. Prime Minister Blair wants international troops to restore peace.
But the blunt reality is that is the only way this is going to happen.
Administration officials want a UN assessment of the situation before any international force moves in. Live in St. Petersburg, Russia, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Well, in the coming days, thousands of Americans in Lebanon could be evacuated with Cyprus as a first stop. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Beirut says there is an exodus already underway.
Everyone is scared, including the foreign students at Beirut's American University. Sana Ajay, whose Lebanese parents emigrated to New Jersey, and her friend Farah Zougni are graduate students, stunned to find themselves stranded in a war zone.
When the bombs are falling, I'm furious with Israel. I'm also angry at Hezbollah for taking the executive decision to do this and putting all of our lives in danger.
Farah's parents are so worried, she's decided to get out as soon as the U.S. government arranges safe transport for its citizens.
There has been a deadly tsunami triggered by a powerful earthquake off Indonesia. The country's president says 5 people have been killed by a wall of water one witness described as 6.5 feet tall. CBS News reporter Stephen Flay has more from the island of Java.
There has been damage to holiday hotels and some boats and also some houses near the beach.
And there's a late report of a strong aftershock hitting the south coast of Java. Hot enough for you? A summer swelter is on across a big swath of the country. Let's go live to steamy Washington, D.C., and CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
It's a coast-to-coast cauldron, Nick. Triple-digit heat strains, power supplies in California. In the Northeast, CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
We'll probably see temperatures between 95 and 100 degrees today.
On the air here,
WTOP-FM Washington.
Warnings about air quality.
People with respiratory problems, the elderly and very young, should try and stay indoors.
For everyone else, this Denver woman has a smart strategy.
I stay inside where it's cool. If I come out, I keep water with me.
Las Vegas, Chicago, Philadelphia, just some of the cities with excessive heat warnings. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Yesterday's record heat stressed equipment on the energy grid, causing isolated power outages into the night. Our own Joe Chiaro has more.
Xcel Energy says power demand was high, but not a record.
The heat of the day, we were about 700 megawatts below that level, so we were nowhere near reaching a record.
Xcel Energy's Ethne Groves saying the high heat caused 100 power transformers to blow. The company recommends people set their air conditioners to 78 degrees or higher, or use fans to keep cool.
Elsewhere, a 13- and 14-year-old girl arrested over the weekend for allegedly attacking an Aurora police officer. Aurora Police Detective Bob Friel says it happened Saturday night at Skate City.
One of the teens that had attacked the officer picked up a roller skate and threw it at the officer's head, hit him in the head. And if it wasn't for good fortune, the injuries that the officer sustained could have been more serious.
Friel says the other girl punched the officer. One of the girls was being kicked out of the building for breaking rules. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, crews are a little late picking up the cones this morning. If you're on your way in from the north end of town, southbound I-25, still being squeezed down to one lane right at Thornton Parkway. And that's starting to back up traffic a little bit coming in on the stretch. Hopefully here in the next 10 to 15 minutes, things will be picked up, and we'll start to see an improvement on that drive-in from Thornton and Northland. That's really the only little mishap in your drive yet this morning. Everywhere else, we're up to speed right now. No unusual delays trying to get down to the tech center. Still rolling clear on these eastbound routes. Looking at your weather for today, partly cloudy skies with some scattered afternoon showers.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're sick of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Magic mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Militancy that says we're not going to lose the city, Gingrich said. Gingrich said in the coming days he plans to speak out publicly and to the administration from his seat on the Defense Policy Board about a need to recognize that America is in World War III. Now, he lists Afghanistan and Iraq, last week's bomb attacks in India, North Korea nuclear threats, terrorist arrests and interventions in Florida, Canada and Britain, and violence in Israel, Lebanon, and evidence of World War III. He said Bush needs to deliver a speech to Congress and connect all the dots for Americans. He said European leaders and some of the Bush administration who are urging restrained response from Israel are falling short of what needs to be done because they haven't crossed the bridge of realizing this is a war. Once that's accepted, he said, Israel wouldn't leave southern Lebanon as long as there was a single missile there. I would go in and clean them all out, and I would announce that any Iranian airplane trying to bring missiles to resupply them would be shot down. This idea that we have this one-sided war where other teams get to plan how to kill us and we get to talk is nuts. Gingrich was in the area for fundraisers for Congressman David Rickard, who's a Republican from Auburn, and also a GOP challenger, Doug Ralstone, and the state Republican Party, and that's in Alabama, I believe. As a matter of fact, here's what Gingrich had to say on Meet the Press on Sunday, if you saw this.
We're in the early stages of what I would describe as the Third World War, and frankly, our bureaucracies aren't responding fast enough. We don't have the right attitude about this.
So my question is real simple to you this morning. Do you think we're in the midst of a Third World War? Do you agree with former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, Republican, that we're in the midst of a Third World War? 303-713-7600, and I got four lines open if you want to jump in on this. I don't think we are in the midst of a Third World War. I think we have conflicts, but I don't think we're in the midst of a Third World War. First of all, I mean, you have saber-rattling from Korea, and you have no example that Korea has got nuclear warheads of any kind, that they may be years away from getting it. The Iranians are saying that they're willing to get into the talks with the Europeans if they're not referred to the UN Security Council. We have a mess going on in Iraq in which this government seems to be incapable of telling us the truth about it, about whether we're winning over there or we're not, and most people believe that we're not. But that's a mess of our own making. And the Israelis have simply gotten tired of having those missiles pointed at them and have had enough after the kidnapped soldiers and are simply going after Hezbollah. But I don't see that as being a World War III scenario. And I wonder how many of those crazy end time folks out there are out there praying with glee that the whole Middle East blows up like an overpressurized gas can, because this is what they really want. But I want to know if you think that Gingrich is right and that we're in the middle of World War, that at the beginning, we're in the beginning of World War III. 303-713-7600, or is this simply a conflict between Israel, the Western powers, and Islam, radical Islam? Now, there's no question in my mind that a lot of this could have been settled had this administration, like previous administrations, worked on some kind of diplomacy effort in the Middle East, particularly in, and I shouldn't say the Middle East, I should say, particularly in Palestine, between the Palestinians and the Israelis. But this administration has sat and done basically nothing. And now they still, to this day, remain bystanders, with literally nothing going on out there. Condoleezza Rice is not shuffling off to do diplomacy. They're just kind of standing and watching. And George W. Bush is supporting Israel's drive into Lebanon to clear out Hezbollah. I support that, too. I mean, I understand where they're coming from. I mean, you look at it, how long can they stand around with a knife to their neck? But it doesn't really defuse anything. And even if Israel were to totally destroy Hezbollah, somebody else would come along. Until the Israeli-Palestinian question is totally and completely worked out, and there is a Palestinian state, this is never going to end. This is never going to go away. And Iraq, to me, is a whole separate issue, although Iraq has now made it convenient for all of this to happen because, you know, the Hezbollah looks at the resistance in Iraq and says, well, they're tying up the United States. Why can't we do the same thing to Israel? But I don't think it means we're in World War III. Newt Gingrich believes that we are. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open. AM 760, Progressive Talk. It's 617, 17 minutes after 6. J. Marvin here. Good morning. And take...
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are. And you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. Well, you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have a safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more. But, you know, that's just not true. What they won't tell you is that their procedures cost more, not because they're better, but because of their overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. You see, Icon owns all their own LASIK equipment, so there's less overhead, and they can pass on the savings to you. So don't believe the hype that only an expensive clinic can perform LASIK. It's just not true. Visit Icon on the web at IconDenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, and tell them J. Marvin sent you.
Etherton Masonry would like to remind parents that sunny, longer days make children want to play outdoors for hours on end. Parents, review stranger safety rules and agree with your child to use a kid code, a secret password that anyone you've placed in authority would be able to reveal. This is from Etherton Masonry, serving the Front Range for 55 years with quality brick, block, and glass block service for commercial applications. That's Etherton Masonry in Federal Heights, committed to keeping our kids safe.
Need the help of a personal injury lawyer? You want a progressive trial lawyer who can fight the insurance companies. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station.
Call the law offices of Mike Turner at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Contacts Wearers. Get your contacts, the same ones you buy directly from your eye doctor, for up to 50% off. CoastalContacts.com guarantees you'll find the lowest price, and they'll deliver them fast to wherever you need them. Get your contacts for less at CoastalContacts.com.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. High today, 94, mostly sunny. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk, the beginning of another week. And I'm asking the question, do you agree with Newt Gingrich, who believes that we have entered World War III, that the president should say so, that we are at the beginning of World War III, that we should connect the dots and consider it to be World War III? And then, you know, you get into this whole thing about, well, what can we do about it? Because we have so many significant troops tied up in Iraq, what in the world can we do about it? What can our response be? What can our response be to Hezbollah? We can't have. We have to leave it to the Israelis. And so should we back the Israelis all the way? And has going into Iraq really made the Middle East any safer, or has it kicked the can open? Stirred up a hornet's nest, and now we've got more trouble than we ever bargained for. You know, this administration's whole position was that what was going to happen was, is that we were going to go into Iraq, and it was going to remake the Middle East in a democratic image, and that the radical Islamists would be in retreat, and that the moderate democratic forces would prevail. And really what you got going on now is you have just absolutely the opposite. Moderate forces seem to be in withdrawal, and it seems like the agenda is being handled by a radical Islamist. And then I also wonder, too, about how much any of you really do care about this topic and about the Middle East. Because we had debates on here on Friday, not on the air, but we had debates, and a guy did call up, and I never got to his call because we ran out of time, but we've had debates off the air here. And the guy called up on Friday and said, "Well, where's the moral outrage over all of this?" And we've sat here and said, "Boy, do you think people really care about what's going on in the Middle East, or is it that they don't understand what's going on over there, or is the problem too complex, or why the lack of feeling when you have all of this? And maybe it's because it doesn't hit us directly at home, except it will when it comes to gas prices." Which, by the way, there was an interesting article in the New York Times yesterday. Do you know that the Iranians have to import gasoline because they don't have the refining capacity to be able to manufacture it on their own? And so they subsidize the gasoline that their public buys. Otherwise, it would be too high. And they're sitting on all that oil, but they don't have any way to refine it out and make it into gasoline. But the whole subject of the Middle East, to me, is not only a question of whether we're in World War III, and I don't believe we are. I think Newt Gingrich is overreacting there. But it's also a statement about the Bush Doctrine. It's also a statement about cowboy diplomacy. It's also a statement about their theory, the neocons' theory, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Fife, Richard Pearl, all these guys, their theories, Rumsfeld, about going into Iraq and about what going into Iraq was going to do. And the fact is that, you know what, it's made matters worse. Can anybody, I mean, even if you're a Republican, or if you're one of the 23 to 30% hardcore supporters of the administration, can you honestly say, can you look me in the eyes, or any of your friends, and can you honestly say things are better there now than they were? That things are safer? When you have a suicide bomber that walks into a cafe in northern Iraq last night and blows up, kills 25 people? I mean, can you say things are actually better? Are things better for the people in the Middle East? Do we feel safer here at home? Has any of this made anything any better? And meanwhile, while all of this goes on, America stands pretty much silent, with the exception of our involvement in Iraq. We really don't have much to say as far as what's going on in the Middle East. The administration is engaged in no diplomacy. None whatsoever. Just backing Israel. Not trying to stop the fighting. And asking that Israel be careful. And to think about what it's doing. But it seems to me the Israelis have known all along what they were going to do. And that they were looking for a reason to go do it. Because they had had enough of those rockets, 12,000 rockets aimed at them from Lebanon. And that UN resolution about the Lebanese army taking over the southern section of Lebanon was never honored. Lebanese did nothing about it. Once again, it's a complex mess, grabs a lot of headlines here at home, but we see the United States, supposedly the world's greatest power, we see this administration, and this administration sitting on the sidelines. Here's Mark in Greeley. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to comment. I don't know if people remember way back when, after 9/11, when Bin Laden stated his reasons for that terrorist attack, I think number two was our unrestricted support for the state of Israel.
Right.
So people don't think that really affects us. They're looking completely to the right. And I think our government really doesn't want us to think that there's much of a tie in there because of, you know, there's a lot of support for Israel in this country. But after they got the upper hand over there, what did they do? They just put their foot on the necks of the people in, you know, Palestine and everything, and just basically for the last 20 years they've had the upper hand, and they haven't really been very, restrained when things happen. So
that's come back to haunt us. Yeah, they've done some pretty heinous things. There's no question about it. I don't think there's anything wrong with supporting Israel's right to exist and a sovereign democratic state's right to exist, but the thing is, this administration has sat silent over what? How many years?
Yeah, they don't want us to realize that after 9/11, they didn't want us to remember that. How our part over there supporting Israel really keeps us, our finger in the eye of most of the militants in the Middle East. I mean, they, if you trace that all back to every one of those people on the ground destroying, you know, our troops or civilians over there, they hate the fact that we back Israel the way we do. And I'm not saying, you know, at a time in the 60s, I remember when that was the cause celeb. Everybody wanted to back Israel. That was, they were the David fighting the Goliath, and there were a lot of movies made that glorified their conquests and, and the Seven-Day War and all that. But it seemed to me that in the early 80s, when they finally became preeminent in the political scheme there, they didn't do much to foster peace. They,
well, they managed
to keep their foot on, you know, whoever's firing rockets at them. You know, they're killing people over there. They're not just killing guerrillas.
Oh, I know.
I'm not saying
they're killing. They're killing women and children.
Yeah,
there's
you
no
go
question.
In and bomb a block in the neighborhood because you think someone's there that's firing missiles at you. You don't even know who you're taking out. I don't care.
But on the other hand, they're sitting in a situation where they've got 12,000 rockets pointed at them. What would
hey,
you do?
Hey, you know what? I agree with that. But none of this is going to help. You were going to be paying with more violence. This is just more violence
to come for another decade. If this administration will get up off its can and take an active role in trying to fix things.
Yeah, but you know what? I really don't think that Israel knows that we back them, and they've pretty much got carte blanche over there. Our silence
Well, they have carte
blanche.
Well, sure. That's what I'm saying. That's why this administration needs to get involved.
Well, I mean,
all right, Mark, I thank you for the call, man. I'm out of time. I appreciate it. Take care. All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Aaron O'Neill, did you see over the weekend, I think it was in the Denver Post, Colorado Sunday, the article about all the golf courses along I-70 that you can play?
No, I missed that.
Yeah. So if your car breaks down, you get your clubs out and go to a golf course.
Absolutely.
How does I-70 and the rest of the traffic look this morning?
Well, I-70 is in great shape so far. In fact, a lot of our highways are pretty much up to speed so far. I had some late construction, I-25 up near Thornton Parkway. Finally picked up those cones. That's looking to be a better drive for north and southbound I-25 in and out of the Thornton Northland area. Starting to get busy now, though, eastbound I-270 if you're making that trip across Commerce City. And we're still pretty good for I-25 through that T-Rex construction project as well as eastbound 6th Avenue on your way in from Lakewood. One off-highway problem pretty serious here. A rollover crash has blocked up most lanes of northbound Federal just after 88th Avenue, so that'll start to back things up. Your weather for today, partly cloudy, some scattered afternoon showers, and...
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303-HOME-LOAN. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303-HOME-LOAN is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303-HOME-LOAN or go to 303homeloan.com today.
Nickelback. The most explosive show on the planet is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days, Grace. Chevelle and Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. At all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
The story continues at bobislost.com.
Paid for by New West Fellowship. 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Good, I caught you this early in the morning. How'd you sleep last night? So you wake up this morning with a sore back, stiff, sore aches and pains, you know, aches on your hips. Did you toss and turn in bed last night trying to find a comfortable position? Did you hardly have any energy when you woke up this morning? Well, maybe it's the bed you're sleeping on. You know, you ought to do what Mary and I did. And we did this like seven, eight years ago before we ever started advertising for the Sleep Number bed for Select Comfort. Get a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. We don't have these problems because we sleep on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort, and you'll never sleep better. I mean, we're on vacation. We miss this bed and miss it bad. More than 3.5 million people, including us, get the best night's sleep on a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. The key is the comfort is air. When you get in bed each night, I know that I'll be comforted and supported better than ever because air doesn't have that uncomfortable pressure points like old-fashioned metal coils and mattresses. No more poking and prodding from uncomfortable springs. The Sleep Number bed uses dual air chamber technology. Adjustable air chambers allow both of you, each side, to set your exact sleep number. Mine's about 75 or 80, to the firmness and support that you'll love. And it just makes all the difference in the world. The revolutionary design of the bed is unique, but the bed looks like any other mattress, and you don't have to change your furniture in your bedroom or replace your sheets. And here's something that I think is really cool. They'll give you a 30-night in-home trial to see what it feels like in your own home, which is much better than a 10-minute decision in a showroom that you have to live with for years and years and years. So if you've ever considered getting a new mattress, then you know what? Stop by the Select Comfort store to see the Sleep Number bed before you shop anywhere else. Take advantage of that 30-night home trial and see how good this bed works. Select Comfort stores are located in 9 major malls, including Westminster Mall, Park Meadows Mall, and Cherry Creek Mall.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning, 636. What is that, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock? High today, 94. I do math like the Bush administration. We're talking about the Middle East and about Newt Gingrich's comments over the weekend, and he made it Sunday, the comment on Meet the Press, that he believes this is the beginning of World War III, and I want to know what your take on all of this is. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Bob in Denver. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, there's a couple of things, you know, I wanted to bring up. First of all, you know, Israel pulled out of Gaza, and then they also pulled out of Lebanon a few years ago. You know, and let that government stabilize. The trouble is, you look at what happened. Hezbollah pretty much runs the government of Lebanon, and then you got, Hamas taking over in the Gaza Strip and the Palestinians. So, you know, yeah, they've drawn back, but then the other people never have. And Hezbollah's always been in this situation where they're going to keep, you know, pushing the envelope. But what would Hamas and Hezbollah do, and what would the Arabs do if all the superpowers and the United Nations and Europeans got together and said, okay, you guys cease and desist, you know, Israel's going to survive whether you like it or not, and the whole, you know, all of the powers just go in and say, we're going to wipe out Hezbollah and Hamas down to the last man, and if the Arabs don't like it, you know, you're next. I mean, and that's...
I don't think that's going to happen. That's number one. And number two, you got to keep in mind, Hamas was democratically elected, which is something that we kept touting. We want democracy in the Middle East, and then when it doesn't turn out to be the way we like it, then we get upset. I mean, Hamas was democratically elected.
Oh, yeah, they were. Yeah,
Hezbollah took over the functions that the dysfunctional, divided Lebanese government couldn't provide in Lebanon.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Oh, the other thing, too, the 30%, you know, when they look at all this, they're going to basically go back to the same old thing that they said before. You know, it's Clinton's fault. He left all these problems for Bush to solve, and he can't solve them because the other country's not 100% behind him and won't let him do everything he wants.
Well, Bush won't do anything. Bush hasn't.
But they'll blame the Democrats.
He can blame all he wants, but Bush hasn't done a damn thing.
I agree. So anyway, that's the thing. The thing of it is, it's not World War III, but it could end up there. I mean, at this point.
It could get messy, but I'm like you. I don't think it'll be World War III. Bob, thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Enid in Denver. Enid, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
Well, my take on it is that this is just another trifecta being set up for George. And, you know, Newt plants a seed of World War III. Elections are just around the corner.
Yeah, planting the seed of fear.
Yes. And if that doesn't work, well, we just ramp it up a little bit more. You know, we have a little event here in this country.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like something that is that far-fetched. I mean, that sounds like something that...
It's
something that they would do. I mean,
yeah.
Listening to him yesterday on Meet the Press,
uh-huh.
To me, he just didn't make much sense.
Well, yeah. Well, anyway, that's one of my takes on one of the issues, and the news will cover it one-sidedly.
Yeah, I think so, but at least they're not playing up the World War III aspect of it. At least they've seemed to, you know, at least CNN and MSNBC have stayed away from it. I don't know what's going on over at Fox, because I don't ever watch it, because Fox doesn't provide the facts.
Yeah,
so.
Unfortunately, here, all they have to say is World War III, and my neighbors go, eight. You know, they don't hear anything else, and nobody else has to report on it. They hang on to that and say, oh, we got to keep George, or whoever comes in for the Republicans. Who, well, you know, anybody will do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? We should ask other callers what they think about this, if this is just another scare tactic out of the right wing.
Yeah, good.
All right, Ina, thanks. All right, you think it's another scare tactic out of the right wing at 303-713-7600? Two lines open. I don't know if it's a scare tactic or not. I think at times it's their lunacy. I mean, this is the way they see the world. All this stuff interconnected. Even though a lot of these perceived threats, I mean, Newt Gingrich wants to, and has said this, that he thought that the United States should have taken the missile out on the North Korean missile pad before they ever launched it. That would have touched off a war in the Korean Peninsula right there. Let's go to Kurt in Boulder. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, still there?
Yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, good morning. Well, you know, a couple callers ago, we had a guy call in, and he brought up some issues about Israel and how the American public, what relationship the American public kind of has with Israel. And I think those are really important remarks. I mean, frankly, modern terrorism in the Middle East, it's really based in the based out of or against the occupation of Palestine by Israel. And, I mean, how our media covers the events that go on between the Palestinians and Israelis is definitely extra biased towards Israel. It's always framed as if Israel's kind of minding their own business and just hanging around. When the truth is, many people on the planet don't view Israel as a legitimate government there. They don't view that as a legitimate, as a legitimate existence, in fact, as more of an occupation. And I think that, in fairness to the Palestinians, and for the sake of elevating the conversation, I think until you really decide how you feel about the occupation of Palestine and whether it is a legitimate circumstance, or was a good idea, I mean, I think you have to at least add those thoughts to the conversation when you're talking about them. And secondly, and very importantly, I think the American people do need to connect Lebanon with our relationship with Israel and need to do it fundamentally. And I think part of the reason that it hasn't happened is a reluctance to, like, feel like you're legitimizing terrorists by discussing what they want, you know, or what the point is. But the bottom line is, that is where that comes from. I mean, we were at war for a long time because our allies were conducting themselves maybe questionably, you know, in the war that's happening in the Middle East between Israel and everyone else.
Well, you've heard the term blowback before. I mean, consequences for things that you've done. A lot of what's going on in the Middle East is blowback over what the European and the United States powers did after World War II. I think the key question here is that it should have been the key thing to solve all along is the Palestinian-Israeli issue should have been solved years ago, and every administration that's come in has at least tried to do something except this one. That's number one. And then number two, you know, you can't help but support Israel because Hezbollah kidnaps their soldiers and then says, okay, we want to have an open warfare with you. Well,
that's only half true, though, Jay. I mean, because the truth is, especially with this particular circumstance that just came up with the soldiers, that wasn't really the opening salvo in that tit-for-tat. I mean, that there is another side to that story, and it's the side that doesn't really get told very often. But I'll let somebody else pick that one up. But ultimately,
well, tell me what that side is.
Well, the other side is basically right before those soldiers were kidnapped, tanks were being amassed on one side of Lebanon that looked like some kind of a potential invasion. And then there was also some other issue that I'm not as versed on that had occurred just a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, that was some kind of civilian death as a result of some sort of Israeli attack. And that was told that it was possibly kind of a tit-for-tat over that. But hopefully it's one of the callers that's more schooled on sort of extended story on what's occurred recently. I'd love it if they'd call in and tell everybody about it. But moreover, don't you think it's important, Jay, that the government start giving some straight talk about why exactly we are so involved, where this hatred comes from, so that Joe Lunchbox really understands, hey, look.
Well, why we're involved with Israel or what?
Why we're involved with Israel and how that possibly affected us with regard to 9/11 and with regard to this weird anti-American current that's all over the Middle East. It's not like they want to invade or have the country, but Americans are confused, and they don't understand it. They think that we're entirely, absolved or kind of above reproach.
Well, they think because we're connected to the hip with Israel and that there's nothing that they can say that can even that out, and we have ceased in the last 4 or 5 years to try to do anything about what's going on there. And in order to, you know, the way to fix things there would have been to solve that problem rather than take the course that this administration took, which was to go into Iraq thinking that that was going to democratize the Middle East. I mean, you know, that's just a key ingredient where we've just missed the boat. We just missed the boat totally. And, you know, going into Iraq has polarized the entire region against us. And I'm talking about the, you know, everyday person on the street,
well,
including the Iraqis. And now, I mean, it's like we're hated. We're hated there.
Well, we are, but Jay, I mean, and I think you're absolutely right that it's worse now than it was before. But I mean, but once again, see, that's, I think, the problem with how the conversation goes with this stuff, because when the average American hears the conversation that we're having right now, the question that I asked you versus the answer and where the discussion went were kind of two different things. Because ultimately, it's like, I agree with you. Yeah, it is worse now than it was 5 years ago. But I think that for the purposes of straight talk and democracy in this country and educating the public, I think we really need to frame these conversations with regard to the fact that, hey, look, we got attacked on 9/11. And some part of that, maybe a major part of that, is because of how we've kind of let Israel, as the last caller said, kind of have carte blanche
and conduct
themselves however they want to there,
you know,
while we're also calling ourselves their allies. Sorry, Jay, go ahead.
I would agree with that part of it, but I'd also say that it encompasses more than just that.
No, I think it does.
It encompasses our conduct in Iran. It encompasses our conduct in Iraq. It encompasses our conduct towards Saudi Arabia. It encompasses our conduct towards the entire Middle East. But you know
absolutely.
What? We should have
I'm
an
sorry.
Open conversation about it. You're absolutely correct.
Thanks. I appreciate that. And one more thing. Now, don't you think that it would benefit Democrats for some straight talk right now? I think that if moderate Republicans in this country were educated as to our relationship with Israel, why we do what we do, questions about it, and whether they're okay with it, I think more people understood that relationship exists and that relationship has some culpability for why we are so violently involved with what's going on in the Middle East. I think that the Democrats would probably see a lot of votes start sliding the opposite direction.
Well, that I don't know about, but you know what?
I don't either. Just, you know, throwing it out there.
Don't know that, but Kurt, appreciate the fine call, man.
Take care.
Okay. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Do you agree with Newt Gingrich? Are we on the edge of World War III, or is this another right-wing hype job? And then also, you know, our whole alignment with Israel and what's going on in the Middle East. 648.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing.
That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.EDU. That's UniversityCollege.DU.EDU.
This is Ed Schultz. Tune into my show every day from 1 to 4 p.m. We'll bring you breaking news, newsmakers, and the stories that affect you and your family. Keep it right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. The unsurpassed experience of Spivak Vision Center, the safest, most proven LASIK technology available today. Plans that offer you the added confidence of our Spivak Vision for Life commitment and 0% financing available. Our fees for Spivak Plus start at only $9.95. And with up to 18 months interest-free financing, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget, including yours. So stop waiting for LASIK and call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 about our Spivak Plus LASIK plan. That's 303-C2020. Or just go online at Spivak.com.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Beverly.
Yes, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I locked my keys out of my car. My car's running.
Oh, dear. Okay, let's get the doors open. What's the four-digit PIN number on the account?
902.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
You are the best. This is the first time I'm trying this. I gotta see how this works.
You said the vehicle's running right now, right?
It's running, and I put my key in, and I close the door.
Okay, let me go ahead and send the signal through.
No problem.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
There we go, baby. You're the best. I love you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day.
Do I get charged for that?
No, not at all. It's part of your service.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com.
Live, local, and progressive. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:52, 52 minutes past the hour. High today, 94. AM 760, Progressive Talk. J. Marvin along with you. Coming up next week at this time, I'll be gone. Somebody will be sitting in for me. I'll just be gone on Monday. And then next week, we start Tuesday through Friday, we sit in for the Jerry Springer Show, which we haven't done this in a long, long time, John Turk and I. And what will end up happening is the first hour of the show will be local, and then the last 3 hours will be national. So that's how that'll work, and that's coming up next week. All right, we're talking about Newt Gingrich's World War III comment, and let's get back on the phones and go to Ariel in Denver. Ariel, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Shalom.
Shalom, my friend. Shalom, my friend.
Oh, Mr. Marvin.
Yeah, all right. What do you think?
Well, here's what I think. First of all, I think that Bush and his menagerie of multinational minions, when you ask about the administration, They're absolutely in a state of total confusion right now. They don't have a clue what to do. But I wondered if you ever noticed this. I mean, you know, I'm a Jew, and I actually served in 1970. I served in Vietnam, and then 73, during the war, in the October War of 73, actually, I fought up into the Golan Heights. So I know a little something. And did you ever think about this, or do you know this? George Bush, I know he must have a deep admiration for Ariel Sharon, because Ariel Sharon from the get go, from before 48, was always one who wanted to take the war to the enemy. Now it's interesting that Bush wants to take the war to the enemy. So you have to know that there's a certain admiration that Bush has for Sharon. I mean, you're aware of that, right, Jay?
Yeah, but Ariel's out of the picture right now.
No, I know he's out of the picture, unfortunately, and I'm sad about that. But Bush wants to take the war to the enemy, which is absolutely ridiculous. I don't believe it's the beginning of World War III, but I believe that there's going to be unforeseen consequences that none of us could possibly predict from all this, what's going on right now. But you might be glad to know this. I got on Priceline this morning and actually got a $759 round trip to Israel, and I'm going to leave on the 29th.
What are you going there for?
Oh, well, I'm going to go over there and serve my people. There's only 18 million of us left.
You know, see, the way I see it as being a dual problem. I see it as being, one, a problem of us never really being able to work out the Palestinian-Israeli question, and number two, going into Iraq, just kick the can of the hornet's nest open there for all of this stuff to break out.
Oh, that's obvious. But going into Iraq was, I mean, that was such a fleece job, so ridiculous. I mean, I guess we could have conjecture from now until doomsday and figuring out why that little megalomaniac decided that he had to, you know, BS everybody and get the, not only the Republican Congress, but the Democratic, all 535 of those people out there, to go along with him.
Oil because we wanted a presence in the Middle East, because we had to leave Saudi Arabia.
And Saudi Arabia being our ally, which stabs us in the back every 35 seconds or less, there's no alliance there. That's just a ruse. I mean, where are most of the madrasas in the world? Saudi Arabia.
Well, I agree, but the fact is we used to have presence there and we had to leave, and so we need presence in the Middle East some other place. Because that oil is too valuable. Without oil, your army stops, and we maintain a huge, large, standing army.
Yeah, but right now we've built 12 bases over there.
Because we're not leaving. That's why there's
no exit plans. We have
no plans to go.
No, we ain't leaving. No, ever, not ever. The green zone has turned into a resort with restaurants and food courts. And come on, we're not leaving. So you know that. I have no clue what's going to happen. But you know, I think as a good Jew that I need to go over to Israel and do what I can, even at my age. You know, I'm 57 years old. I'm still in pretty good shape, and just to sit here and complain about it isn't going to do any good. So any good Jews want to go over there, Priceline is a good place to get a ticket. $759 round trip with an open end.
All right, Ariel.
That's pretty good.
Be careful, man.
Well, thanks, Jay.
All right, take care. All right. Let's go to Dave in Denver quickly. Dave, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. You got about a minute.
Hello, Jay. Thanks very much.
Sure. You got about a minute. Go.
The problem is as several callers have said, we've not addressed the atrocities Israel commits on a continuing, constant basis. And in this country, it's very like the madrasas overseas. We never hear anyone. We always have this hate the Arab rhetoric coming out constantly. I'd like you and your listeners to look up the town of Kalkila. It's a town that was surrounded by the Israelis in the 67 war they started. And what is the future of those people? 40,000 people in a walled-in concentration camp, and their only options are to die or to leave.
No, you know what? There's no question. Israel has committed massive human rights violations. There's no question about that. No one criticizes. Well, but I'll go back to what I said before. I mean, we should be settling this problem. Instead, the administration sits on the sidelines, and until we settle this critical problem, we will never have any peace in the Middle East.
Let's continue this on the other side. I'll hold over.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
On 50 Hezbollah rockets flew in from Lebanon today. One of them has caused part of an apartment building in Haifa to collapse. CBS News chief foreign correspondent Lara Logan is there.
I'm seeing the first casualties coming out now. A woman lying on a stretcher. She doesn't appear to be severely hurt. There are ambulance workers around her. The police are calling me away.
5 Israeli civilians injured there. In Lebanon, reporters say there have been deaths as Hezbollah buildings and other targets are bombed and shelled. CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer in Beirut.
It's fair to say that nobody in this country had a good sleep last night. Certainly not the people who are living in the areas being targeted by the bombing. Not the refugees who are far from home, worried that their homes are now flattened. And even people in safe areas, like large areas in Beirut, had their sleep shattered by the thunderous noise of these Israeli attacks.
At the Group of Eight summit in Russia, President Bush was overheard using a vulgar word starting with S, saying Hezbollah should be stopped from doing the S-word by Syria. I'm Dan Raviv, live in Israel. Now to Frank Setapani.
Marine Corps helicopters have started evacuating elderly Americans and children trapped in Beirut. Hundreds more will leave for Cyprus tomorrow by ship. Carrie Kafruni, her husband, and their newborn managed to get out on their own.
I'm home. I feel so good.
And the family reunion at Dulles Airport was a big relief for Kafruni's mother, Roxanne Miller.
When my daughter calls screaming, Mommy, they're bombing, and I hear gunshots, and we don't know where to go, we don't know what to do.
Well, the Discovery shuttle crew should be home about 10 minutes from now. Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Just under an hour ago.
Your go for the deorbit burn.
Roger that. Go for the deorbit burn.
Commander Steve Lindsay fired Discovery's braking rockets to start the long glide home. So far, so good. The shuttle well past the point where Columbia broke apart more than 3 years ago. Not a concern today because Discovery's heat shield was thoroughly inspected and given the all clear. Once again, touchdown here is about 12 and a half minutes away. Frank?
Americans from coast to coast are hot and bothered. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. Barry, is there any relief in sight?
Midweek for many, Frank. Until then, temperatures in the 90s will be the norm. For some, they'll be in triple digits.
Some of these temperatures are 10 to 20, 25 degrees above what you would normally see for this time of the year.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dennis Feltkin. From these folks here, some cool advice.
I've been running in this hot weather, which I shouldn't, but I do drink a lot of water.
You gotta keep the fluids inside. I'm going to get some water now.
And remember, high heat brings poor air quality. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnano, CBS News.
And triple-digit heat's expected to push power demand to record highs in California. Grid managers say they should have enough juice to get through the day without service disruptions. Forecast for the Southern California desert calls for a chance of thunderstorms with lightning that could spark new wildfires. S&P futures are down 2.5. This is CBS News.
After the baby, I started working out and got a pain reliever for my knees. Went back to work, got something else for tension headaches. Baby got big, I got one more for my back. Every new pain, a different pain reliever. But not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt, so I'm ready for anything. I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Use as directed. There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic. Or the old, the customer is always right, even when you know they're wrong, dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A pair of teenage girls are facing felony charges after an alleged assault on a peace officer in Aurora. The incident happened Saturday night at Skate City when a police officer tried to escort a young lady out of the building for breaking rules.
At that point, one of the other teens that was nearby attacked the officer. And during the attack, the female that was being escorted also turned around and attacked the officer.
Aurora Police Detective Bob Friel says the two girls are 13 and 14 years old. He says they punched the officer and also hit him with a roller skate. A crowd gathered around the fight and became unruly, and 30 to 40 officers responded to disperse the crowd with pepper spray. The father of one of those girls arrested, Ron L. Albright, tells our partners at 9 News that police went too far.
Police let the dogs out. They were macing everybody, kids. And my daughter, so I go in the binder, they put gauges up to my head, and they're telling me they're going to kill me if I don't get out of Skate City.
But police maintain the only force used was pepper spray. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, a little bit of bad news is we're dealing with a highway closure this morning. It's going to be the eastbound lanes of C-470 at Santa Fe due to a rollover crash, and no telling how long this closure is going to last. The traffic right now being pushed off onto Santa Fe. You can either take that north to County Line or south maybe to Highlands Ranch Parkway, and those routes east to Broadway back north up to C-470 get around it. But we're quickly backing up to Wadsworth. If you're on that drive along the foothills, seek alternate routes. Maybe use Ken Carroll or Highway 285 if you can. Just the usual slowdowns from the rest of the highways this morning with southbound I-25 already backed up from 104th and busy across downtown. Weather for today, partly cloudy with some scattered afternoon showers. The high is going to sit just under 100 degrees today. We've warmed up to 77 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in grocery purchases, and you'll save a total of 10 cents a gallon on your next fill-up at any King Supers fuel center. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Small towns are known for their quiet lifestyle, their hospitality.
I don't get many of anybody around here.
You must be the new sheriff, Jack Carter.
And their secrets.
You will be charged with treason if you tell anyone what you see here.
But in the town of Eureka, the secrets are top secret.
Where are you taking me? Area 51?
Time is unraveling. The laws of physics are breaking down.
Love small towns.
A Sci-Fi Channel original series, Eureka, premieres tomorrow at 9, 8 Central.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
And, of course, some Big Head Todd and the Monsters in the background there. Actually, that's Big Head Todd's guitar. And Big Head Todd, who used to join me on Wednesdays, and we'll be back at some point, is out on the road all over the United States. Go to BigHeadTodd.com, and you can find out where he's playing. And, Todd, we wish you the best. All right. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're right in the middle of talking about this, and Dave in Denver convinced me to extend to another hour, so don't let me down with the lack of phone calls here. Newt Gingrich says that the United States should face the fact that we're in the beginning of World War III. Do you agree with that, considering what's going on in the Middle East? 303-713-7600, and I've got one line open. Or is this another right-wing fear tactic fostered by Gingrich and your feelings about the Middle East? All right, let me go back to Dave. And, Dave, I don't want to cut you off, so go ahead and pick your point back up again.
Okay, thank you, Jay. Okay, I mean, the point that I was really making is there's such bigotry and hatred in this country, and it is really directed at Islamic people and really Arabic people. If you listen to any of the talk shows, they're all so dramatically anti-Arab, making them to be the villains and the bad guys. I mean, it is the same kind of 1920s, 1930s anti-Semitism that came out. I mean, you could use some of the same scripts, only replace Jews, who were the villains at that time, and put in Islam at the time this time. Or in the 1950s, where like the communists and the international communist conspiracy was the root of all evil. And that's what's going on in the country today, right?
Well, I don't disagree with that. I mean, I think Arabs and Muslims have faced a tremendous amount of discriminatory behavior on the part of the American public. Anybody who denies that, so the eyes are blind. I think Hispanics also fit into that category now, too, recently. There was an article in the Denver Post, I believe it was, over the weekend about Hispanics feeling that way, I think it was in Diane, what's her name? I can't think of her last name. What's
Armin.
Her name? No. Diane Carman. It was in her column. Thank you for correcting me. There was Diane Carman. It was in her column about that. And I think that there is a fundamental lack of understanding over what's going on over there on the part of the American public. And the administration, this administration, and previous administrations, too, to some degree, haven't done what they should have done in educating the public over what's going on. There are human rights abuses being committed by and have been committed by the Israelis. But on the other hand, there's also been, atrocities and problems committed by the Islamic extremists. And this whole thing, this whole latest round, if you sit in Israel's position and you look at what they're having to face with 12,000 rockets pointed at them, they say enough is enough. We can't live with a knife to our throat. We can't continue to keep going through this. We're going to have to stop it. Now, it was supposed to be stopped when the UN passed that resolution, and I can't remember the number of it, 715 or 53 or something like that, which the Lebanese government was supposed to take control of the south of Lebanon. And that was when the Syrians got out. But the Lebanese government is too divided to do anything about it and can't really run the country. And Hezbollah has been running a lot of it. And it's a big mess. But my point to you is, before we went to the news, is simply this, okay? The road to Middle East peace and democracy, if that's what the Arab states decide they want, or whatever form of government they want, that road to peace is not through Baghdad, as this administration has led us to believe. That road is through Palestine and Jerusalem. And we should have been putting all of our energy there to fix that situation, rather than running off over imaginary weapons of mass destruction. Now, we're in the wrong place. And you know something? There is adequate proof that the Iranians, who have had Revolutionary Guard members operating in southern Lebanon for years, helping Hezbollah, there is proof that the Syrians are involved. We're in the wrong country. We're in the wrong damn country.
Jay,
We're stuck. What are we going to do?
I had a conversation with you more than a week ago, and it was about moral outrage. And that's what's lacking. And our morals have been replaced by just gross hypocrisy. Our basically ridiculous support of Israel is the most blatant example of it. But it's like, I can name all these moral outrages that no one here gets upset about, whether it be our treatment of people at Guantanamo, whether it be our just annihilation and massacre of the people in really Fallujah.
I think there are people that are morally outraged over those things. I don't think
that's fair. The problem is,
I don't think it's fair to say that there aren't. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of fundraising going on for defense funds and other things, and Amnesty International works on those things, and I think there are people out there that are working on it.
I mean, the problem is, Jay, is the town of Kalkila that I named, for 40 years it's been that way. You have to remember that the people, the native peoples of Palestine, who've lived there for multiple generations, have been promised peace on multiple occasions. I remember in 1993, under Bill Clinton,
the
Oslo agreements, they were guaranteed autonomy within 7 years.
Right, I agree.
And they were never delivered.
It was never worked out.
And the problem is that the supporters of Israel will not address the atrocities Israel commits. And I find,
but you also have to. In addressing the atrocities, you also have to address the fact that the people of Israel are not going anywhere, and you can't expect them to live in a situation where they have... Look, what would you do in the United States of... You know, Gingrich brought this up. It's one of the few salient points he brought up on Meet the Press yesterday. What would you do if you had 12,000 rockets aimed at the United States from Cuba?
Jay...
No,
answer
my question. What would you do?
Nothing. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? You had a president in this country by the name of John F. Kennedy who was willing to go to nuclear war over that.
Well, let's focus on the solution. And what makes Israel such a racist, supremacist country?
I don't think it is a racist, supremacist country. I think it's caught in a difficult situation, which it has a government that at times overreacts, that they have a situation where there are members of the government who have a very hateful relationship.
Meir Kahane
And feelings about Arabs and about Palestinians. But the fact is that if you recognize the United States as being the last remaining superpower on Earth, that we could have and should have and should have been working on this every single day until it was solved, and we have not had anything done about this in how long? 6 years?
And, Jay, I mean, the solution is that governments owe a duty to all people under their control. I think this has been an American principle for 150 years since our Civil War. Governments owe a duty to all people. They cannot say that some people are not our property of that government. That's what the fight here in the American Civil War was about, is that people who lived here, who were born here, who were under our control, we had this fiction that they were property. Or in the case of the Native Americans, we had this fiction that they were citizens of other countries, these tribes. And it took us a civil war and then another 70 years in the case of the Native Americans to say, no, we have a duty to all people in our country, and the country has the duty to give them the protection of the rule of law. And we made South Africa do this. And that was the solution in South Africa. And that's the solution in Israel, is Israel is the country there, needs to give the protection of law and citizenship and voting power to all people under their control. The people in Calcutta should not be locked in a walled-in concentration camp. They should be voting members of the Israeli government. And that's the
only solution, that's justice.
That's
where you and I disagree. What ought to happen is that
my solution is that
the Palestinians ought to be given a state.
And that means their own water rights, their own land,
yes,
their own borders.
Right. Yes.
And that's never been given to them, has it?
No, and it should be.
But where's the people outraged that that's not given to them?
Well, you know what? Look, I can't speak for
everyone. I've not heard any radio host say that except one.
Oh, all right. Well, I can't speak
name
for...
Name me one besides Michael Beloit.
Well, I can't. You know what? You're asking me... That's like asking me to speak for... I mean, I can't. That's like asking me to speak for every Democrat. I can't speak for every Democrat. All I can do is speak for myself.
Make an observation.
My observation is that it hasn't been done. My observation is that the words have just been mouthed, that the promises have not been fulfilled, and that that's why we're in the current situation we're in. And then if we had fulfilled them, and if we had worked on it, which I keep saying to you every 5 minutes about working on this problem, if we had worked on it, we wouldn't have all of this mess that we have going on now, and perhaps 9/11 never would have happened.
And the reason we haven't worked on it is because there are powerful forces, both these really born-again Christian, quote, Christian religious types, and the supporters of really Israel, who on this issue, their basically aims coincide.
Well,
Big Oil's aims coincide when we attack Iraq, too.
You know something? If you read David Sirota's book, this whole government is for sale. Get in line.
Yeah, but the Democrats haven't given us any relief.
But Dave,
have they?
No. But Dave, wake up. Wake up. That's what the whole Lieberman-Ned Lamont situation is partially about. That's what all of this is all about. I mean, this is what the whole struggle of what's going on is all about. The whole struggle is going on is all about the fact of campaign contributions, pressure, and senators and congresspeople not doing the right thing. All right, Dave. You've had enough time. I got to go. See you. It's 7:17, 17 minutes after 7. You want to follow up on this conversation? I got one line open at 303.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Travel site, guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Denver? Travelocity price $139. Hotwire.com price just $93. Or 4 stars in San Francisco? Orbitz price $149. Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contacts, being able to read the alarm clock, not having to fumble with messy, cumbersome contacts. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, as low as $20 a month. So you get the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. Our independent surgeons have helped hundreds of thousands of people see better. Let us do the same for you for as low as $20 a month. We'd like to send you a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you how you can finance your LASIK procedure absolutely interest-free. That's right, 0% financing. Call us now at 1-800-600-1312. That's 1-800-600-1312. 1-800-600-1312.
The issues you care about.
A giant escalation in violence.
A lot of nervous people in the world.
In the Middle East.
Former CIA officer Valerie Plame.
Valerie Plame lawsuit.
The market's dropping. Oil is going up. It's not good.
The topics you want dissected.
You know, Lieberman should step aside.
The global situation is getting ridiculously scary.
Folks, this is serious business.
I think they have a right to retaliate.
And the hosts that bring you progressive talk every day.
So the Bush administration may want to listen.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Some 22 minutes after 7. Good morning. AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 94. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along. We're talking about what's going on in the Middle East. Newt Gingrich's comments over the weekend, both made in an interview and then also made on Meet the Press Sunday, about how he believes the world is at the beginning of World War III, which I don't totally buy. 303-713-7600, your reaction to that and also your reaction to what's going on in the Middle East. Let's go to Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. I thank you and commend you for at least speaking about this subject, which is, you say it in the wrong place, and it's a very difficult anti-Semitic cloak dropped upon you. I'm an ex-refugee affairs officer in Gaza, 1991-92. And also, you know, knowing the history of the Middle East and so on, it is a very difficult thing. But what we are seeing in the United States is that, you know, you cannot have a balanced view. There's never been even one movie in Hollywood that has ever shown an Arab as a human being. The whole situation, they have a six-month detention where you can be charged, a child, a woman, that's what they're arguing about, and without charge, they walk out 6 more months. That's been going on for some Palestinians for 9 years. You know, I you hate to say this because it sounds condescending. I'm rapidly pro-Jewish, but from what I saw in my trips in Gaza and Ramallah and Bethlehem with five right-wing Ernst & Young accountants, they were rapidly pro-Jewish, and everybody left very pro-Palestinian. And not that we want to see any harm to Israelis or whatever. You know, it's just a very, you know, we're getting such a slanted view. And for you even to talk about this, certain people in certain professions can basically be, you know, be put out of their profession for saying what we're doing and what you're doing. The Harvard professors that did the actual 20-page thing about the AIPAC and so on. And it's a very, very difficult thing. But if you look at the true history that the rest of the world knows, it is completely different than what the average American knows.
No, I mean, it's a place that we basically created after World War II, along with the British. And it's never been fair. And you're right about Arabs, and you're right about Muslims, and I am Jewish, and they are dehumanized. And they're never portrayed as being human beings. We have very little understanding of their culture. We have very little understanding of their feelings or what they're about. The stories are not told to us truthfully what goes on over there, the bulldozing of houses on suspicion, things that we would never put up with here. On the other hand, you know, you have the Israeli side of the story where they feel threatened and, you know, they don't want to live in a situation where there's 12,000 rockets pointed at them. And they're kind of like in the same situation that, I mean, I kind of liken it to the same situation that Hispanic immigrants here, undocumented workers are here, in which that, you know, the 11 to 12 million that are here aren't going anywhere because you can't deport them. We don't have the means to do it, and the Israelis are not going to go anywhere because we, you know, nobody supports that. And I'm not saying that they should go somewhere like the you know, half nuts president of Iran thinks. I think that the deal is that we should go to the mat and work this problem out, no matter how painful it is, because it is the road to stability. The road to stability does not run through Baghdad.
Through Jerusalem, and I agree. And the only thing is, I agree 100%, but the land, they still say 96% was given back. Well, it was a checkered land, and the whole situation is, like I said, I commend you very much on this situation. But, I mean, Judaism is very different than Zionism, as is pro-German is in Nazism. Now,
right,
I'm not putting on the same
That's
level.
True.
And, you know, Zionism, everybody says, you know, just a complete democracy. Well, the ultra-Orthodox don't even serve in the military. Anytime somebody has more rights because of their race, religion, ethnicity, whatever, it's racism. And the thing is like I said, I want peace more than anything. I wrote a poem and a novel, and it's been produced and everything, and you know, it's got to stop somewhere. We can't go back to Balfour and keep arguing about
it. No, we can't. It won't work.
Right, and the thing is like I said, but the six-month detention is still in effect. I still have a ex-fiance who's half Jewish and half Christian in Haifa, and so that, you know, I know about it quite a bit, and it just, you know, it's, but yeah, unbelievable. I really believe if more Americans, and I don't want to have a wave of anti-Semitism coming along, but the thing is, if more Americans knew the whole truth, they would be up in arms about, you know, exactly what's going on. And there's 300 nuclear warheads there. What's the gentleman they just put back in jail that they left out after 18 years? Well, some people to be, who denounced, you know, announced their program of nuclear weapons. It's the most dangerous situation in the world, and for Bush not to say, slow down, it's like, there's a gang in Denver, okay, and then, say, Hezbollah. And, okay, a new Denver government's put in there. They're very weak and so on. They've got 9 months to do it. They can't do it, and all of a sudden we're bombing everybody in Denver. That's the Lebanese situation.
Well, that's right, because we did nothing to help the Lebanese. We
right.
sat silent, and most of the world sat silent when the Syrians were forced to withdraw out of Lebanon after the assassination of Rafiri. And we did, and that UN resolution that was passed, and I can't remember the number, 1553 or something like that.
Yep.
We did nothing to train their soldiers. We did nothing to help them. We've done basically nothing to help them. They're powerless. They can't help themselves.
Of course.
And so they're being, they're being victimized. They're getting bombed, and they're being victimized because they can no more turn around tomorrow and ask Hezbollah to get out than the man on the moon.
Right, and then of course, like you said, the 70 some. UN resolutions, including 242, give back the occupied territories. But like I said, all this has to come to the moment, and you need the United States to come in and say, you know, this has got to be done. The wall, everything that's going on, it's got to be stopped, and there's got to be more, you know, education, and you have to have, you know, this type of conversation has to be open. You won't have one politician that will stand up and say maybe somebody from Detroit or something, anything just even humanist about Arabs or whatever. And what I saw in Gaza, my two tours of duty, if you treat people like animals, you take away their work, you put them in jail without charges, you humiliate in front of their people, keep taking their land, build on their land, they're going to act like animals. And it just, like I said, and I honestly can say this, And if you're an intellectual in the United States, a lot of your friends are Jewish. A lot of things Israel is doing is a human stain on the great compassion and humanism of the Jewish people.
I agree 100%. I'm Jewish and I agree 100%. But I think that what we have to do here, I think that what the world has to do and what this country has to do is we have to put all of that aside and put the religious part of it aside, and we have to sit down and we have to figure out with other world leaders and with leaders of Arab countries and with Israel and with everybody involved, everybody that's got a proxy everybody that's got a share or a piece of this or has interest in it, we have to sit down with them and we have to figure out how these two groups of people, the Palestinians and the Israelis, can coexist. And if we don't do this and we don't work it out, it won't make any difference how many insane, stupid, misguided wars we get into that any administration takes us into. This whole thing will never be settled. It will never, 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 never be settled. It will just continue to keep going on again and again and again.
Well, the beginning of Hemingway's novel, The Bell Tolls for All of Us Right Now. And, I commend you, and like I said, you're a gentleman, and like I said, this is a very risky conversation for me to have with somebody that I didn't know. And it shouldn't be that way, that there's any subject in a democracy like ours that's off the table. And it's
you can have any conversation with me anytime you want to, and there's nothing risky about it, and nothing will happen. And if you feel uncomfortable, you can always try to have it with me in email. Paul, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. That opens up a line at 303-713-7600, and he's worried about, I'll be honest with you, and I know what he's talking about because I've been the subject of it before. He's worried about backlash, particularly from the Jewish community for speaking out. I've suffered it before. They've come after me for speaking out about the rights of Arabs and Palestinians because I believe in even-handedness. And you know what? If they want to get upset, let them go get upset. It's too bad. I was looking for a job when I found this one. That's my motto. Hey, I have the world's largest stored-up fleet of U-Haul trailers in my backyard, so I'm prepared to move at any time. 7:31, 29 minutes away from 8 o'clock here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Speaking of moving, how's things moving there on my favorite freeway, I-70?
Well, your favorite freeway is actually doing okay right now, Jay. Eastbound I-70, a little busy from I-25 over to Brighton. Where we aren't doing so well is going to be eastbound C-470. I had a big rollover accident at Santa Fe. At one time had the highway closed. They now have one lane getting through. Looks like the vehicle's getting loaded up on a tow, so hopefully they'll have everything cleared out of there here in the next 20 minutes or so. But eastbound C-470 is backed up to Wadsworth right now. So if you're making that southeastbound drive, you might want to seek alternate routes if you don't want to wait in that traffic jam. Westbound is unaffected getting past the accident. Really starting to see the busy drive northbound I-25 leaving the tech center now from 225 up past Hamden, and eastbound 6th Avenue a little slow from Sheridan now as you make your way over towards I-25. Weather today, highs heating, reaching just under 100 degrees.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Nickelback. The most explosive show on the planet is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days, Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. At all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
Abandoning our veterans. No more favoring global corporations. No more covering for corrupt cronies in Washington. But we both know none of that happened. So on our website, ColoradansForLife.org, we've listed Musgrave's muffs. Dozens of ways Musgrave's muffed her responsibilities and hurt Colorado. Pick one that bugs you, or use a Maryland muff of your own. Write a 60-second radio ad and send it to us. If we use your idea, we'll send you a gift. But more important, we'll send Marilyn Musgrave a message. Us ad writers have had it.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like the 80-20 Plan, Bauhaus Dog Daycare, and All American Vogue. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these progressive companies. Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Contacts wearers, get your contacts, the same ones you buy directly from your eye doctor, for up to 50% off. CoastalContacts.com guarantees you'll find the lowest price, and they'll deliver them fast to wherever you need them. Get your contacts for less at CoastalContacts.com.
Bush is dumb. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8 o'clock. High today, 94, mostly sunny skies. Let's face it, says Newt Gingrich, we're in World War III. You agree with him? And we're talking about what's going on in the Middle East. 303-713-7600. And now, suddenly, Cody, who had been hanging on, I was going to go to you next, Cody. I mean, you hung up. Now, suddenly, I've got all these open lines if you want to call in and talk. Let's go to Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
I suppose I'm the black sheep of our family because I was raised in a conservative Jewish home.
I don't know if that makes you a black sheep.
Oh, well, wait. It gets better. I see people gritting their teeth when they see me. I don't believe in what Israel's doing. A while back, I took some classes at the Jewish Center, Jewish Women's Studies, and there was an Israeli in the audience, and I remember reading and remember hearing as a child that the Israelis would never, ever do what Hitler did. Ever. I mean, period.
Well, I think we all heard that in Temple, didn't we?
Yeah, always. I mean, God, we would never stoop to that level because we knew how to be, you know, how it was being treated by the Jews and they were destroyed. Well, watching the films and seeing them herd Palestinians into internment camps, I thought, oh my God, they're going to have the same problem. This is going to explode in their face big time. Well, lucky me, it happened. Or unlucky for the Palestinians. And also the Arabs or the regions in the country didn't really want to deal with the Palestinians themselves. If you noticed, they allowed this to happen because they felt that the Palestinians were troublemakers. Well, yeah, you treat, as the gentleman said before, you treat people like animals, and they start acting like animals.
Well, they haven't exactly stepped up to the plate over the years. That's very true.
No, no one has. But the thing is, the thing that scares me, I mean, as I said, I really don't support Israel. But the thing that scares me...
Let's clarify something, though. You support Israel's right to exist.
Yes, of course I do.
You just don't support Israel's current policy.
Their actions, how that?
Okay, that's
their
better.
Actions right. Towards other people. They
that's
do
better.
Not want to be treated that way, and yet it's easy to treat someone that way.
Okay,
that's
right.
What I mean, all right? What I'm hearing now or what I've heard that is scaring me, and I heard it Friday, people are calling in, and they're not saying it, but they're saying it, that anti-Semitism is going to be alive and well in this country. You know, if you notice everybody says it, well, I'm not really talking about the Jews in the United States. Well, I'm really not talking about Jews.
Well, yeah, because,
well,
if,
I'm
you
really
speak,
not.
Because if you speak up against Israel, then they play the anti-Semitic card against you, which I always think is funny because when I do it, I'm Jewish, so how do you play that against me?
Well, no, and actually Israel does too.
Yeah,
Israel does
yes,
too.
You're
if you
right.
do not support
right.
us, you are against us.
Right.
That is not true. One of the women in the study, this is the funny story that I'm going to go. She said she was very, very religious. She was a Hasidic Jew. And she said in her whole life she has never been considered not religious. In Israel, you can talk about religion. You can put them together, religion and politics, where you can't do that here. All right? They mix together. And she went to a bus stop one day to catch a bus, and it had been blown up. And she looked around, and she thought, oh, must be the Palestinians. And she found out that it was Hasidic Jews because there was a picture of a girl in a bathing suit, and God forbid if you should have a woman showing skin.
Yeah, religious fundamentalism of any kind from anybody is dangerous.
That's exactly, and it doesn't matter who it is.
That's
people
right,
don't
I agree.
Understand that. You don't have to be Christian. You don't have to be Jewish. You don't have to be Muslim. If you are a radical, you are just as dangerous.
I agree.
And people don't understand it. But the thing that I did get frightened of is that it's coming. They're saying the same things over and over again. And I know someone that was watching Fox, and I went, oh, good. Really good. They're slanted point
well,
of view.
Well, but you know what? It's not coming because you know what? There are people
what?
Like you, me, and the last gentleman who called, Paul, and the rest of us who, you know, stand up against it.
I hope to God we do. I
well,
really
I'm
do.
Do it. I don't care what
because
people. You know what? I believe in Israel's right to exist. I do not believe in Israel's treatment of the Palestinians, and I don't care what people, Jewish people, think about me. And they can write and complain to the radio station all they damn well want to. I'm not going to change my point of view.
I just think that if you change the, you know, you always tell me when you ask someone a question to change it around, you know, to put it to their level. Well, no one wants to be treated that way. Everyone wants a job, money, they want a healthy family, they want to live in peace. Do you think that either side wants bombs coming at them?
No, I don't think the people do. I think the leaders do.
And I
think,
and no one's helping them. No one's going in, and you're right.
That's why we should be doing something about
it. Yeah, someone should go into a room, get them all together and say, now listen, USOBs, we're going to do it this way, and I don't care what you say. You know, finally tell the truth. You know, no.
Well, the government here has no leadership at all. Sherry, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rick in Denver. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
A couple of points I'd like to make. I called about the UN, but first I'd like to make a point or two about this, what's going on right now. The way it's being characterized, Hamas and Hezbollah are always being characterized, or are characterized as terrorist groups, so because they always attack civilian targets because they can't compete with the Israeli military. But in this case, Hezbollah and Hamas both attacked military targets, and yet Israel is attacking civilian targets. You know, in civilian areas.
I don't think bombing a train station and killing eight Israelis.
No. To start
train passengers. I don't think that's attacking a military target.
You're not going to what the beginning was. The beginning was they attacked Israeli soldiers. They kidnapped Israeli soldiers. That's what started this all. Okay. Then Israel attacked civilian targets. Then Hezbollah launched rockets. It was started. Hezbollah attacked a military target. To start with.
No, you know what? They kidnapped those soldiers, which is a wrong move.
Well, I mean, that's the opinion of the Israelis. These are freedom fighters for their country.
Well,
you know?
That's my opinion, too. My opinion, too, is you go kidnap two people. Kidnapping is kidnapping. You know, kidnapping is wrong regardless of who does it.
But it depends on who does it, because if it's somebody in a country that you don't support the government and they do it, then you call them freedom fighters. But if it's a country where you support the government and they do it, then you call them terrorists. You know, you got to be consistent.
What you have to do is you have to take the political option out and try to politically work it out before you resort to violence. And if you resort to violence, then you have to understand you're going to get violence in return.
I understand that. But you should be attacking them, not civilian targets. You shouldn't be launching rockets into the middle of a capital city like Beirut. You know, you shouldn't be bombing in civilian areas.
Let me ask you something. What would you have the Israelis do?
I would have them target the Hamas. You know that they've
got their... I think they're trying to do the best they possibly can.
I'm sure they are. But I'm just saying that the answer... Their answers are not in relationship to what has been committed against them. You know, they're way overboard and.
Well, you know, I've heard that too about the disproportionate, response. But look,
see, the world
look,
has
look,
no
but,
way
but,
to
but wait, hold on a second. Look at our response. You know what? And Gingrich brought this up, and he's right about this. Look at our response to 9/11.
Right. Well,
we suffered 2 hours of terror. We suffered 2 hours of terrorism, and we lost 3,000 people, and we went to Afghanistan. And I would suggest that the majority of this country supported going to Afghanistan to try to get Bin Laden and get the Taliban. Or would you say that was overboard?
No. No, because the Taliban was in control of that country. Hamas is not in control of Lebanon.
Hamas is in control of Lebanon.
I mean, Hezbollah is not in control of Lebanon.
Hezbollah is in control of large parts of Lebanon.
Yes, but they're not in control of Beirut. They're not in control of all the civilian targets that they're bombing and all of the infrastructure, bombing all the bridges and then telling them to get out of town. You know, I mean, the whole thing, you know, and what I called
Because what
about,
they're trying to do is they're trying to force the Lebanese government to act.
I understand what they're trying to do, but the Lebanese government doesn't have the capability of acting. You know, that's the whole thing. And my point that I called about to start with is because the world never has, the world has condemned Israel hundreds of times in the UN, and the U.S. always vetoes it. The world never has a chance to give its say against Israel because of the United States. We always complain about the UN, how it doesn't work, you know, but it's because of countries that we are just as guilty as China or Russia or anybody else that wields this veto. You know, that's how come nothing can ever get done, because countries will blindly support their allies and not allow the world to have its say when the world has something that's worth saying.
I don't, I don't agree with that. I think on that you're absolutely right, and I think there's a lot of times we've gotten the Israelis off the hook when we shouldn't have done it. We should have left it alone. But I'll go back to what I said at the beginning of this whole conversation, starting at 6 o'clock. Till we sit down with all these parties, till we force them to come to the negotiating table, till we start working on this nonstop and don't give up on it. This is going to continue to keep going on and on and on. It's been going on for close to 60 years, and it's going to continue to keep going on. And both sides do terrible, terrible things when it comes to warfare, and we're never going to get anything ever worked out. And the road to peace and stability in the Middle East is not through Baghdad, as this administration thinks it is, but it's through Jerusalem, and it's through Palestine. That's where the road, that's how you solve the problem.
Yeah, and one other question I'd like to raise, just
quickly, because I'm almost out of time.
The Germans are the ones who committed the Holocaust. Why is it that Israel wasn't carved out of Germany? Why did the Palestinians have to pay for the German crime?
Go back and read your history, and go back and read the Balfour Agreement, and go back and read all of that stuff, and you'll be able to.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
And go back and read it, and you'll be able to figure it out. All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. 7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Two lines open, 303-713-7600. If you want to jump into this heated conversation about what's going on in the Middle East and whether you think we're on the edge of World War III, as Mr. Gingrich would like to have us believe, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Crews did pretty good work cleaning up this rollover accident. All lanes reopened. Eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe. Backups, though, are to Kipling. We'll start to see the front of that jam break loose, but do expect that delay as you make your way in from the foothills. Everywhere else, we're just kind of catching the usual slowdown. Southbound 225 backed up from after Parker Road, with that northbound side slow after Parker getting up to Mississippi. Southbound I-25 is stop and go now from downtown to the tech center, and just getting rid of an accident. Penny Boulevard and Tower Road may slow up your drive out to DIA. Looking at your weather for today, we're going to see highs hit right around 98 degrees. Maybe some scattered afternoon showers will help to cool things off. We're still at 77 degrees now. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by Old Chicago today for delicious homemade pizzas, pastas, calzones, and more. Thirsty? Try their lineup of 110 beers from around the world. For lunch, dinner, even late night, think Old Chicago. Eat, drink, and be yourself.
The issues you care about.
A giant escalation in violence.
A lot of nervous people in the world.
In the Middle East.
Former CIA officer Valerie Plame.
Lawsuit.
The market's dropping. Oil is going up. It's not good.
The topics you want dissected.
You know, Lieberman should step aside.
The global situation is getting ridiculously scary.
Folks, this is serious business.
I think they have a right to retaliate.
And the hosts that bring you Progressive Talk every day.
So the Bush administration may want to listen.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
For the complete replacement siding solution, call 1-866-3-HARDY today and ask for your free at-home siding evaluation and get up to $2,000 off installation when you schedule your reside by August 15th. Some restrictions apply. Call 866-3-HARDIE or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And there's only one way to stop them.
With Barracuda Network, spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Top three reasons I'll be at Home Depot's end-of-season savings event. Number three, 20% off. Are you kidding me? But number two, no, they're not kidding. You get 20% off. And the number one reason, oh yeah, it's that 20% off thing again.
Right now, get 20% or more off yellow tag items during the Home Depot end-of-season savings event. Find savings on specially marked items while quantities last. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through July 30th in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 752 past the hour. Heat wave on today, high 94. Could be a little bit warmer. And we're talking about the heat wave on in the Middle East. And let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Angie in Louisville. Angie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I had just two comments, and then I'll talk about the Israel thing. Is one is yesterday on EcoTalk, they had a woman on from the National Organization of the Interfaith Power and Light,
mm-hmm.
and that actually addresses the heat wave here because she said that there were some other places that had organizations. And I just wanted to mention we are starting a chapter of Interfaith Power and Light here in Colorado, and if people want to check out the website and encourage their congregations to get involved, that would be great. We're actually working on membership right now.
Oh, good. Well, what's the website?
It's COIPL.org.
Okay.
That stands for Colorado Interfaith Power and Light.org. The other thing I was really excited to see is that Ritter has an Edge Over Beaupré in the paper today.
Right.
But that there was a lot of people who didn't know who he was, so I would want to encourage everybody to go out and talk to their friends about what a great person Bill Ritter is. And if you don't know him, you know, find him on the website, check him out, see what's going on, get a chance to meet him, and then go out and get your friends, because, boy, it would sure be great to have a Democratic governor.
Yeah, it would, he's a great guy.
Yeah. And then finally, I just wanted to say that I lived on a kibbutz in the south of Israel in the early 80s. And at the time that I was there, it was right at the beginning of the Lebanon War, and the previous one. And, you know, they had a very large Peace Now movement where they were trying to actually settle things, and it got hijacked by the conservatives, and now look where they are. You know, they were actually trying to make things better, trying to get a peace agreement. And you look at the Egypt-Israel peace agreement, it's been since Carter, and they've never had any problems. They have free trade. They get along. Everything's good. And they just need some leadership, someone who will go in there and make things right. And they need leadership from everywhere. They need leadership from the United States. They need leadership from Israel, and they need leadership from the other countries. And they have to have honest people who really want to work, because I know that hate is taught. Babies don't come out hating other people. And no matter what color your skin is, no matter what religion you are, no matter what ethnicity, your blood is still red. And when you die, it's a tragedy.
You know what? Listen, I agree 100%. We need leadership, and this administration at the current time is presenting no leadership.
Right.
And we need leadership. We need to get all parties to sit down and work something out that's amicable to all, and that will stick, and that will stay, and that will stop all of this, and stop it once and for all. Otherwise, we're going to be in for another 60 years of this.
Right. And I actually, when I visited the Carter Center this past year, I met a woman who worked in Ramallah in a pediatric hospital, and she just said the conditions in Palestine are just terrible. I mean, it really changed my opinion about what was going on when I talked to her, because she said, you know, it's just awful. The people have nothing to do. There's no jobs. They live in this enormous slum.
Yeah, you can't force people to live in abject poverty like animals and expect them to be, you know, docile and content. And they're upset. And you're right. It's got to stop. Angie, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Matt in Denver. Matt, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Matt? Matt, I lose you. Matt, are you there? Oh. Well, you know, that stuff like that. I mean, I don't know what it is with that line one. Steve, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that you're right. You can't expect people to live in abject poverty and do anything. But the Germans did. That's exactly what they did. They put them into ghettos, and then they'd create this Jewish authority, kind of like the Palestinian authority, and they'd make ridiculous demands of them, like turn in all the bandits that are shooting our soldiers, and of course they wouldn't, and they'd go out and shoot 30 or 40 of them, and they always had a good reason too. They said, oh, they're shooting our soldiers. But what I'd like to talk about is the language. Kidnapping is something that criminals do to a child or an adult for money, but when you have soldiers out there who are enforcing military activity, and one of them gets captured, it's not a kidnapping, it's a capture. And even you used this language of, well, these guys are criminals. And
no, I never said that. No, I never said they were criminals. I said what I said was is that they had kidnapped or had taken those two soldiers, and that was the opening and the beginning of the that was provocative enough to start the whole business.
Well,
when Hamas, when Hezbollah had a chance to possibly do it and to try to get it done and to try to raise their case politically.
Here's the thing, Jay. Let's try to work on our language. They didn't kidnap the soldiers. They took them. They took them captive. Just like in any military action. This is what's going on. But the fact of the matter is, our president's a war criminal. His friends are war criminals. Israel is a war criminal. And I'm sorry, I used to like the Jewish state myself. But
what about me? Am I a war criminal?
You're an apologist.
Oh, I just want to make sure. I don't want to leave anybody out. Thank you.
No.
Thank you for the call. I'm an apologist. Gee, I couldn't even work my way up to a war criminal. All right, coming up next, we'll talk to Ed Schultz. We got Ed for the Monday morning take at 8. And then something totally and completely, well, I don't even know if I'll...
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Blah, 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 .com, blah, 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 www. Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. Hezbollah rockets crashed into the Israeli port city of Haifa and a three-story apartment building collapsed. Three people were injured.
I'm Lala Logan in Haifa, where I'm standing at the scene of a Hezbollah attack on a residential building in the city. The ruins of the building are in front of me. There's smoke still rising from the explosion.
Israeli warplanes continue to pound Lebanese infrastructure, killing at least 17 people. And there are new diplomatic efforts to resolve the crisis.
I'm Kristen Gillespie in Beirut, where UN officials are meeting with the Lebanese president and prime minister and other officials trying to broker some sort of a ceasefire here in the country.
A senior UN envoy says he will take concrete ideas to Israel to end the fighting. Israel wants Hezbollah expelled from South Lebanon. I'm Robert Berger, live in Jerusalem. Now here's Frank Settapani.
It's home safe and sound for the Discovery shuttle crew.
We'll stop. Welcome back, Discovery, and congratulations on a great mission.
Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
Frank, this is one of the most welcome sounds you can hear on landing day. The twin sonic booms as Discovery slows through the sound barrier, then breaks through the clouds for a perfect touchdown. It happened just under an hour ago. Commander Steve Lindsay.
Thanks. It was a great mission. Really great mission, and enjoyed the entry and the landing, and we're going over to 5-3 now.
Six astronauts out of their spacesuits, almost ready to take a look at their ship from the outside. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
Much of the country can expect another day of summer sizzle. CBS's Barry Bagnato is on the weather watch.
It's a coast-to-coast cauldron, Frank. Triple-digit heat strains power supplies in California. In the Northeast, CBS News meteorologist George Cullen.
We'll probably see temperatures between 95 and 100 degrees today.
On the air here.
WTOP-FM Washington.
Warnings about air quality.
People with respiratory problems, the elderly and very young should try and stay indoors.
For everyone else, this Denver woman has a smart strategy.
I stay inside where it's cool. If I come out, I keep water with me.
Las Vegas, Chicago, Philadelphia, just some of the cities with excessive heat warnings. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
In South Bend, a three-year-old boy died after he apparently locked himself inside a car in 90-degree heat. The boy's grandmother thought he'd gone to play at a neighbor's apartment. Overseas, at least 41 people died. Dozens more were wounded when a gunman raided a marketplace in Mahmoudiya, south of Baghdad. A powerful underwater earthquake sent a six-foot-high tsunami crashing ashore on Java. One report says as many as 20 people may have been killed. British prosecutors say the policeman who shot and killed an innocent Brazilian they mistook for a terrorist will not have to face criminal charges. How's business? The Federal Reserve says industrial production jumped 0.8% in June. The Dow's up 26. This is CBS News.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. Can a vacuum make a difference in your life? Ask anybody who owns an 8-pound Oreck XL. They'll tell you there's not an easier or more efficient way to clean your home. And it's sanitary. See for yourself risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. I'll get an Oreck XL to you faster than you can say, why settle for clean when you can have healthy, too.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Record heat in Denver yesterday, but energy demand nowhere near a record.
Peak demand was about 700 megawatts below last summer's record, and each megawatt can power 1,000 homes. But the heat did cause 100 power transformers to blow, causing isolated power outages into the night.
We recommend people set their air conditioners at about 78 degrees or higher during these hot summer days to save some energy and money.
Xcel Energy's Ethne Groves also recommending people use fans to help stay cool.
Joe Chiaro reporting. It'll be tomorrow before divers will go back into Larimer County's Carter Lake to look for the body of a missing two-year-old. That's when sonar equipment is expected to arrive from out of state. Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Elise Campanella says divers used underwater cameras and less sophisticated sonar Sunday.
Apparently, the equipment that we're hoping will come in is high-tech, state-of-the-art sonar equipment that is capable of doing things that the equipment that we have is not capable of doing.
The boy was in a boat with his father and some others when he fell into the water Saturday. No names have been released. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Our earlier problems eastbound C-470 at Santa Fe are gone and all lanes of traffic reopened. We're still looking at an awfully slow drive, though, from Kipling as you make the corner there and head on in towards the Highlands Ranch area. Southbound I-25, we're still catching the slowdowns from 104th down to 84th. And if you're using 270, those backups eastbound start approaching I-76 down to Vasquez. Watch for a stall on the right shoulder of westbound I-70, the ramp getting onto northbound I-25. It's awfully close to that right lane, so we're a little slow on the transition there. Weather today, a hot one, 98 for a high. Some scattered afternoon showers expected in, too. Highs right around, currently we're at 77 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford and right now get any used 06 Explorer or Expedition and you'll also get an 03 Ford Focus. That's right. Get an 06 Explorer or Expedition and you'll also get an 03 Focus only at Freeway Ford at I-25 and Evans or at cheaperfords.com.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800. 771-9800.
Looking to grow your business? We've made radio advertising affordable and easy. Just visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
I want you to get up now.
It's time for the Monday Take It 8.
Monday Take It 8.
I want you to get up right now, stick your head out, and yell, I'm not going to take this anymore.
The Monday Take It 8 with Jay Marvin and Ed Schultz.
Often analyzing important events and expressing their own opinions regarding them.
Marvin and Schultz on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
807 at AM 760. Progressive Talk. High today could be close to 100 degrees. We'll have to talk to Aaron O'Neill about that a little bit later on in this hour. It's time for the Monday Take It 8 with my buddy Ed Schultz, who's heard here Monday through Friday, 1 until 4 in the afternoon. I understand I got up to 105 in Fargo the other day.
Hey, man, I was just laying in the lake all weekend trying to be cool.
Well, what, did it get up to 105?
Got 100, and now we got a couple of conflicting reports here. Just 50 miles from here, Fergus Falls, Minnesota. 117.
Woo!
Now, that was a national high. That's what CBS reported. So we watched the news last night and the weather, thinking, okay, we're going to, you know, Wendy's hometown is going to be on there. Hadn't been that hot since she left. And and so they only said it was like 101. So who knows? But it's, man, it's hot. It's as hot as it's ever been up here.
And it's hot all over the country.
Wow. It is. It's incredible. And the wildfires, the conditions, the strain on energy, air conditioners being used left and right. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah. We really are. All right, before we get to one of your recent purchases and some other questions, let's talk a little bit about Israel and Hezbollah and your take on that. I'm sure you watched the Sunday Talking Head shows as I did yesterday, and you probably saw Newt Gingrich talking about the fact that we ought to consider ourselves into World War III. I don't buy that. Do you buy that?
Well, I think it's alarming for someone of his position who gets a lot of national or international recognition to make a comment like that. I think that maybe better stated, he could have said that we're on the verge of something that could evolve into World War III. But to openly state that this is World War III, I think, doesn't do anybody any good. What we're seeing right here, Jay, right now, is a culmination of just how inept our leaders are when it comes to diplomacy. There is no John Kennedy. There is no Jimmy Carter. There is no Bill Clinton. There is no Bush 41. Even Ronald Reagan didn't have these problems. You know, we tell North Korea not to launch, and they launch. We tell Iran not to do their nuclear program, and they go ahead and do it. We ask the Chinese to get involved, and then we can't get on the same page with them and the Russians when it comes to control of North Korea. We are at the mercy right now of the Israelis. And there's a lot of people in this country who think that we've backed ourselves into this corner. In the meantime, we've got an unfolding situation in Iraq that 3.5 years into this venture, it is still out of control. And you've got people who are more loyal to the Shiites, and the Shiites are more loyal to Iran than they are to Washington. So in the mix of all of this, we have a modern-day Cuban crisis on our hands. And it's been the failure by the Bush administration to build an alliance worldwide to fight terrorism. It's been a unilateral, misguided war in Iraq. It's been in-your-face, go-it-alone cowboy diplomacy that, as one domino knocks down the next, it's all culminated to we're in one hell of a spot right now internationally. And I've said on the program last week that we need some type of special envoy of Clinton, Bush Sr., and Carter to get together at a high level of former presidents and show the world that we are serious about diplomacy. Lo and behold, that's exactly what Senator Dodd said on my program on Friday. And also over the weekend on Wolf Blitzer, Dianne Feinstein from California is talking about a high-level envoy. I don't know how else you're going
to
do it.
Well, the road to peace is through Jerusalem and is not through Baghdad. Speaking of all of that, there's an article this morning in the New York Times. Let me quote a little bit to you. As sectarian violence soars, many Sunni Arab political and religious leaders, once staunchly opposed to the American presence here, are now saying they need American troops to protect them from the rampages of Shiite militias and Shiite-run government forces. How about that?
Well, now we're at another crossroads. How many Americans are willing to put another 150,000 troops into Iraq? Not too many. In the meantime, we've got to be concerned with the safety of Americans in Lebanon. We've got to be concerned with the evacuation right now of the Middle East of thousands of Americans who are at risk. That's got to be our focus right now. And then, of course, over in Iraq, you got General Casey saying, well, we're going to need more troops in Baghdad to settle this thing down. Too much is on one person's plate. Too much is on this administration's plate. Not to be more negative news, but the fact is the Taliban is resurfacing in Afghanistan. Bin Laden is still uncaptured and still, from what we know, in control of Al-Qaeda. We've got things that are going out of control in Africa.
Somalia.
It's just a combination of a lot of things.
Well, it's a combination of the fact that this administration is wrong all the way down the line, that their whole BS about how radical Islamists would be in retreat, moderates and pro-Democrats would be in control because we had gone to Iraq and because we had gone to Baghdad, and now it turns out it's exactly the opposite. I mean, the moderates are in retreat, and the radicals are on top of the game, and the administration, nothing the administration has said has turned out to be true.
Interesting conversation that was overheard by CNN reporter Ed Henry and captured on tape. President Bush using the four-letter word, start with an S, saying that the United Nations has got to step in and tell the Syrians to stop doing this, quote, this four-letter word. I mean, he was speaking in pretty common vernacular. So I find that interesting. All of a sudden, the president is leaning on the United Nations, an organization that he has vilified, an organization that he has talked down to, an organization that he has deemed to be, dysfunctional. And Bolton was going to go over there and straighten everything out. Now he's counting on the UN to step up and tell these folks, what to do. There's a huge school of thought out there that the kidnappings that took place that started all this was engineered by Iran. And Hezbollah, and my position is I support Israel, and I know that's infuriated a lot of people, but the fact is this. Hezbollah has been responsible for over 800 attacks worldwide in the last 10 years. Their stated goal is to wipe Israel off the map. That's not good. And Hamas won the elections in Palestine, and what have they done with it? Hezbollah was throwing rocks at us 6 years ago, and now they're launching over 400 missiles in one day into Israel.
Well, there's no question that Syria and Iran are mixed up in this, but how about instead of favoring sides of which I support Israel's right to exist, I don't support the things that they have done human rights abuse-wise to the Palestinians, but how about the idea of going into this with the idea that the slate is relatively clean, and that we have to work out some kind of a compromise, work out some kind of a position, guaranteeing a two-state solution, and doing what we have to do to get that done. Wouldn't that do more to show the Arab world that we're even-handed, that we're honest brokers, and that we do care, rather than what we're doing now, which is basically has the majority of them angry at us?
Well, I agree with you, but you have to allow Israel to work this out for themselves. I don't adhere to this, and I'm not trying to throw innocent lives to the side of the road indiscriminately. But this is one hell of a time for us to start thinking about, we're going to reinvent war. Innocent people have been killed since the beginning of time. The Israelis have got to work this thing out themselves. They have chosen to go and be the aggressor and be what they are saying, defend themselves. Look at the Lebanese government allowing Hezbollah to operate freely in their country. How can that would be like
well,
the United?
No, they're divided, they're split, and they have no power.
Okay, all right, they have no power.
And
so
you know what? And that's partially our fault, and that's partially the fault of the world's. Because we've done nothing to aid them. We did nothing to aid them in the beginning. We just left them on their own.
We promoted free elections, and look who won.
But we did nothing to help their military. We did nothing to train their military. We did nothing to help them. We did nothing to prop them up. We had that resolution that, 1553 about southern Lebanon?
To help them? They've had resources from the Arab world.
Those have been the wrong resources. I'm talking about the right resources.
Well, they've had billions of dollars pumped their way, and they've done nothing with it but hate Israel. I mean, seriously, when Arafat died, he had billions of dollars in a Swiss bank. He didn't put that to the people. Palestinians didn't see that.
Well, no, I'm not talking about Arafat. You're jumping to the Lebanese government from the Lebanese government to Arafat. I'm talking about the Lebanese government is basically powerless to do anything, and that Hezbollah stepped in and started delivering those goods and services, and we should have paid attention to this problem a long time ago rather than taking the course that we have taken, and now the course we have taken is blown up on us.
Well, the course we've taken is to allow Israel to deal with their own problem and support them. And we have not done the diplomatic thing. I agree with you on that. But I don't agree with that Hezbollah is just a regular bystander at the table of negotiation at all.
Well,
I think they are at fault here. I think
you have to include them because they're players in the area, whether you like it or not.
Well, that's very true. And the way the Israelis want to include them is to fight them. I don't see the Israelis committing acts of terrorism around the world. Do you?
I don't see them doing that. But I think it's well documented through all kinds of international organizations and human rights organizations that they've been inflicting human rights on the Palestinians, violations of the Palestinians for years.
Well,
I mean, you know, bulldozing their houses on suspicion, you know, jailing them on suspicion, putting them in cages. I mean,
did they not give up the Gaza Strip?
Well,
did they give back that land?
I'm not saying that they're totally at fault. What I'm saying is that usually in most of these situations, just like in a divorce, there's enough fault to spread around for everybody, and the question is how to get in there and unwind it. And I see nothing going on from this government. I see nothing from this leadership about how to unwind this situation and stop it.
There's no doubt about that. The Bush administration has been neutered by being spread too thin, and they have not engaged. I agree with you on that.
You know, this has been going on for 60 years, and it's going to go on for 60 more years until we finally figure out what the story is, and I don't think this administration is capable of getting it.
Well, I also think that it's inevitable. This war is inevitable. When you have Hamas winning an open election who has a stated goal to wipe Israel off the map, how are you going to defuse that? I'm not saying that... I'm not defending Bush here, but what do you do with that? Your best chance is a high level envoy.
By trying to sit down and try to extract concessions from both sides and to try to work things out. Otherwise, you have a spiral of violence that gets totally and completely out of control. All right, now before we run out of time here, I don't mean to jump from that because we're having a pretty hot conversation, and you and I could stay on the air for a couple hours with this. You bought a global electric motor car. Talk about that a little bit.
We're changing our lifestyle. I broadcast from home right here on the lake. I don't need a second vehicle. We have a six-year-old pickup truck, and now we've got a global electric car, Gem Car. Go to gemcar.com and see for yourself. The battery holds good for 35 miles. It travels 35 miles an hour. You come home and you plug in your cell phone. You come home and you plug in your car to a 110. It absolutely runs for pennies on the dollar. And I didn't buy any gas this weekend. It felt great. I was driving, Wendy and I went down to the grocery store in Detroit Lakes, and people are looking at us, and we're waving back, and the looks you get are amazing. Loved it. The kids were here this weekend. They're all driving a Gem Car all over DL around the Lakes area. They thought they were getting a big kick out of it. I said, let me ask you something. I said, your generation, all you guys are in your 20s, could you see driving one of these? And they all said, yes, this is fun. It's a wide-open car. It's cool as can be. It's like the old days when the kids used to go to the beach in a Jeep. You know, why can't we do this?
What about in the wintertime? How do you drive in the winter?
It has a heater and put doors on the side.
Oh, I see. Okay. And how did you find this?
Well, there's a company that started in Fargo about 10 years ago. And it was bought out by Daimler Chrysler, and they manufactured Gem Cars, global electric motor cars. It's a fabulous story. Battery technology is going, it's revolutionizing all the time. There will be a time when we're going to be able to drive an electric car 50, 60 miles an hour. And this has got disc brakes. It's got rack and pinion steering. It's got bucket seats. It's got AM/FM, it's got lights, it's got windshield wiper, it's got a sunroof, you can put 100 pounds in the back of groceries. It's the neatest little thing. It's not a golf cart, it is a car. And you can go to our webpage at www.wegoted.com and click on the link to Gem Car and check it out yourself. They sell, Putin bought 40 of them for the G8, the Russian president. He's driving everybody around over there in St. Petersburg in a Gem Car.
And they'll ship, right?
Absolutely. You can design your own vehicle. You can do anything you want. The reason why I'm doing this is that I want our show to be an example, is that you can make changes. You can do things differently. And I guess my wife and I driving around into this weekend saying, you know what, for residential driving, and for going to the store or running, we went to dinner in it last night. We drove around the other side of the lake, went to the Fireside Restaurant, went to dinner in it. And it's legal in Minnesota if you're on a road under 40 miles an hour. And the Gem Car drives 35 miles an hour. And it's got seat belts, got the whole thing. I'm going to take some pictures of it and put it on our webpage here in the next couple of days, and you'll be able to see more. Or you can go to the webpage, gemcar.com. They range anywhere from $6,000 to $18,000, depending on what you want to put on them.
Wow, that's pretty reasonable.
But not buying gas, not buying gas. You know how nice that is?
That's great,
that
isn't it?
When you get in and you start driving around, you start laughing. Look at this. It's going great. David came home this weekend. He was off the golf circuit. He came home. He drove it around. He thought it was the neatest thing in the world. Joseph loved it. All the kids, they thought it was great. They were riding around it all weekend. You come in, you put it in the garage, you plug it into your 110, and in about, 15, 20 minutes, the thing charges right back up. It's amazing.
That's great. I'd love to drive it.
It's amazing. So,
will it fit me? Would it fit somebody my size?
Absolutely. You can buy a 2-seater, 4-seater, and they also make a 6-seater. We got the E4, which is a 4-seater. Buck, he was sitting in the back seat. He was eating it up. He likes driving around in that thing.
That's great, man. That is really great, Ed. You're one in a million. You're
well,
the man.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to go hunting in this thing, but I will tell you one thing. I realistically think that 6, maybe 7 months out of the year up here, we could do 90% of our travel in a gem car. And if I got to go into Fargo 50 miles away, I'll jump in the pickup and do it. If I got to go down to the bar, I'll go in a gem car. If I got to go down to the grocery store or the convenience store or go into town, run an errand, go to the bank, went to the bank Saturday morning in the gem car.
That's great.
It's got turn signals, got flashers, got all that stuff. It's a car.
That's
and
great.
And all this talk about, what are we going to do? You just have to do it. You just have to do it.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. Good to have you on the show, as always, man, and we'll listen to you. We'll be checking you out between 1 and 4 this afternoon, and you'll have pictures of that gem car up on your web real soon.
You got it. Thanks, Jay. Always a pleasure.
Love you, Ed. Talk to you soon.
You bet, buddy.
Okay,
thanks.
Take care. There's Big Ed Schultz. Check him out this afternoon between 1 and 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 825, 25 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin. Nice to have you along. And coming up, I'm going to try to get an answer about something that I'm not so sure any of us really understand. But we'll see what happens.
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much, when I think of all the hours I blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Is it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at GEICO.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Been busy from I-25 out towards Brighton. Once you clear that, no problems if you're continuing out towards the airport. Southbound 225 now starting to back up from Alameda getting down to Mississippi, and then again from just after Parker Road down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Weather today, partly cloudy skies, highs reaching up near 98 with some scattered afternoon showers expected in. Right now we're at 77 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
826, 26 minutes after 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coco and Jackson, our Welsh Corgi and our Minpin, have been on Purina One since they've been puppies. And Purina One is always out there looking for new ways to make pets healthy and happy. And look for a newly reformulated Purina One very, very soon. You said you wanted dog food with three things: real food ingredients, ingredients that may look like your own diet, nutrition that you know is working because you see it in a healthy and energetic dog, and a taste dogs love. Purina One worked with expert pet nutritionists to reformulate their three total nutrition dog formulas. The three formulas are so new, they may not yet be at your store shelves. As always, they're made with real lamb, real beef, real chicken as the first ingredient, plus other real ingredients like rice and yogurt. Think of the nutritional benefits. Watch for the new Purina One Total nutrition formulas and see the difference for yourself. Could a pet food with real ingredients change your dog's health for the better? Take the Purina One 30-day challenge and see for yourself. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK to get a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, PurinaOne.com, or that's Purina One Challenge, rather, PurinaOneChallenge.com. Or call them at 1-888-606-BARK and get that free 4-pound bag today. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Here are some money-saving travel tips from the experts at discount travel site Hotwire.com.
One of the best-kept secrets of summer travel is taking a big city vacation. While everyone else is heading to the beach, bargain-seeking travelers should consider a city break escape and visit museums, parks, and nightlife in America's great cities. You'll avoid crowds and sticky sand. Plus, you can cool off in air-conditioned rooms at four-star hotels with top-notch amenities ranging from spas and pools to fine dining. Big city hotels offer significant savings to travelers during summer months. Because they rely on business travelers for capacity during the week, weekends mean deeply discounted rates to fill those unsold rooms. By booking on Hotwire, you can find four-star hotels in many cities like Chicago, Boston, Los Angeles, and Washington, D.C. for around $100 per night, and you can save up to 60% off published hotel rates. Then you can use the money left over to enjoy all the city has to offer.
The issues you care about.
A giant escalation in violence.
A lot of nervous people in the world.
In the Middle East.
Former CIA officer Valerie Plame.
Valerie Plame lawsuit.
The market's dropping. Oil is going up. It's not good.
The topics you want dissected.
You know, Lieberman should step aside.
The global situation is getting ridiculously scary.
Folks, this is serious business.
I think they have a right to retaliate.
And the hosts that bring you progressive talk every day.
So the Bush administration may want to listen.
AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're back. 8:30 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, close to 100. At least that's what Aaron Neal has to say. My forecast is never the same as yours, Aaron. I don't know why that is. My forecast is never the same as yours.
Well, what's a degree though?
Mine says 94. What does yours say?
Mine says 98.
Well, that's more than a degree. That's like 4 degrees.
Well, let's split the difference.
I'll go with yours because you're probably going to turn out to be right. You know what? Just to give people a little preview of what we're going to talk about coming up, this dispute at a roller rink that turned into a melee, I don't understand in any way, shape, or form. I admit this. I don't understand in any way, shape, or form rap or hip-hop. Do you get rap or hip-hop at all?
A little bit.
See, I need somebody to call up and explain it to me. Like, how is something supposed to be considered art and poetry when it has, like, lyrics about, you know, that are disgraceful to women and talk about violence and, you know, how's that supposed to work? Like, these guys are like Bob Dylan. Well, Bob Dylan didn't run around calling women B's and W's and, you know, doing all that stuff. I mean,
yeah.
I don't get what the equation is about all of this, and I want this whole culture explained to me right now, 303-713-7600, which, you know what, we've got a bunch of lame white people listening to the station, so I'll never get an answer one way or the other. And I don't think we got anybody hip enough to explain this to me, so I'll have to go for yet another day not getting the concept of what the attraction is on this music. Do you have any idea?
I have none.
I mean, do you have rap in your library?
I've got a few. I've got a few. CDs.
Like who? Like who do you have?
I've got some Missy Elliott. I think that's about it, actually.
I mean, what are they called? What's the name of the group? They had the album. They had the CD out, Fear of a Dark Planet.
Oh, escapes me too.
Chuck E. D. used to be in them. Public Enemy.
Public Enemy.
I have Public Enemy, but that's about all. I don't have anything else. So I don't get any of this. So I want somebody to explain to me what all this is and why it prompts all this violence. Or if the music is, maybe the music isn't responsible at all. All right, so anyway, so we got Aaron here. Aaron's the kind of person who would drive down I-70 with his with rap music blaring out of his car. You have like one of those vehicles with those big, gigantic woofers in the back, right?
No, I've got a little stock stereo.
Boom, boom, boom,
and my old Tolero.
Yeah, can you also explain what's up with that, too?
Oh, I have no idea.
What's up with that boom thing?
Very frustrating when you pull up to an intersection, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Are we just sounding like a bunch of old men?
I guess so.
We're a bunch of dumb old white guys. All right, it's the dumb old white guys channel. All right, what's going on with the traffic?
Well, here you go. Here's your I-70 problem, which is why you don't like to drive it. It's a multi-car westbound I-70 just after Ward Road, and all these vehicles and the emergency crews are blocking up the right and center lanes, only the left lane getting through. We're already quickly jammed back to Kipling. That's going to continue to grow towards Wadsworth. So getting across Sweet Ridge, a little bit of a struggle. But we've actually broken loose on the eastbound side of I-70 from I-25 getting out towards Brighton. And we're seeing a lot of improvements on our eastbound drives. For 6th Avenue, that's much better coming over from Sheridan. And the Boulder Turnpike has nearly made a full recovery. And much better drive for eastbound C-470. We had those bad problems near Santa Fe, and everything's starting to pick back up along that stretch. Weather today looks like a high right around 98.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The law offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Nickelback, the most explosive show on the planet, is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 days, Grease, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 days, Grease. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. Call Ticketmaster outlets 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
Use Dick XL Roofing, and you should do the same. Give them a call at 303-761-400. They work with all major insurance companies and will make sure you don't get ripped off. And here's how. All right, here's how. You don't pay them until you're satisfied with the job. No payment until you're satisfied. And you know what? They have a proven track record in Boulder since 1994. Your project manager is with you from start to finish. A dedicated quality control inspector to make sure your job is done right. And once again, most important, no payment until you're satisfied. Man, as good as these guys are, why would you chance it with anybody else? Call them at 303-761-6400 or go to xlroofing.com.
So what's the deal?
Oh, Comcast put internet, phone, and cable together in one package for just $33 each per month when you sign up for all three.
No! What's the deal with us assembling furniture for Confucius?
He who inserts board J into slot C will live in a happy home.
Do you have any soda?
He who goes without soda will live 100 years.
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic. Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, so what is this? This hip-hop at 8:37, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 98. See, that's just too repetitive.
Come on, is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive is
why. Ooh, overtly sexual. Overtly sexual. This sounds like something out of an Al Pacino movie. All right. The reason I bring this up is two teenage girls were jailed after allegedly causing a fight with a police officer at a roller rink hip-hop event Saturday night. And I'm not even going to get into two girls' names. But the management of the skating rink has canceled future hip-hop nights after the dispute Saturday night left an off-duty police officer injured and prompted police to use pepper spray to clear out the crowd of 500 teenagers. Now, I don't know if the music has anything to do with this or not, but it got me to thinking that I don't even understand hip-hop or rap. I have no, like, feeling about it at all. I mean, I just don't know it. I don't understand it. And also, what is the deal with the big woofers? With the boom, boom, boom. What is up with that, too? Because I hear a lot of that in my neighborhood. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Jim.
Jay, Jay's still there?
Yeah.
Okay. My feeling on that is, number one, you know, you probably are pretty close to my age. I may be probably a little bit older than you. But you were probably at a time in your life when you were young, I would say probably teenager, that rock and roll and such things came on the scene. And automatically, by the establishment, they were considered out, not demon, you know, demonic. There's something wrong with it. It's all worshiping the devil or something like that.
But I don't consider hip-hop to be like worshiping the devil. I don't consider it to be demonic. I just don't understand it.
I think it has to do with more of a cultural type of thing. Any type of music usually reflects a person's background, experiences, and things that they basically came through. And I think hip-hop is, you know, probably, you know, its roots is, you know, back in blues. Blues is probably, the only original music in this particular country.
Jazz.
And I think that's where, I think even jazz evolved from blues, but blues is probably the original one. And then everything else sort of evolved from there. I think hip-hop is a version that has sort of evolved in that particular arena. We have, you know, the old school, which are old songs, you know, the Temps, those type of songs. And I think rap, I think, is something that has come out more for the younger generation. I think it's still evolving. It has had some violent lyrics.
Well, why is it so violent? And why was that little clip that... that he played of, who is that, Missy Elliott, I think was her name or something. Why is that so overtly sexual? I'm just questions.
Because I think that's what the kids are looking for. You remember, when you put, when you're making music, you're making it for an audience and the people who are going to buy it. And by and large, right now, I think one of the things that people don't realize that 70%, I'd say 70-80% of the music sold as far as rap goes, most of the kids who bought it are Caucasians, even though most of the people who appear in it are usually African Americans. And it's kind of an odd type of thing. That's where that market was created. I think part of it is perception, okay, and maybe their perception of, I don't know, being cool or, I like I said, I'm so old that, you know, I can only sort of imagine what it is like. I don't know, you know, I couldn't exactly tell you what it's like, but that's what is that one is just people who are reacting to some of their circumstances. Some of those I understand, and they're reflected in their music and how they basically feel, and maybe their only outlet. And typically people, if they can't outlet in one area, they're going to outlet in another. And I think a lot of times their music is reflective. It's reflective of a cool culture of being on the inside, being on the note, and that's what they think. I've got a teenage son, don't always understand, not, you know, necessarily in the pants hanging all the way down, but at the same time, it doesn't necessarily reflect anything negative. It's just different, and it happens to be different from, I'd say, the establishment.
All right, Jim, appreciate it, man. Great call. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye.
It's one line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff at DIA. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Go ahead. Jeff, you there? 3, 2, 1. All right, Jeff is history. Got two lines open at 303-713-7600. The hip-hop and rap experts are rapidly dropping like flies. Tim in Boulder. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Tim.
Here's a white guy. I'm about 48 years old, and I have a girlfriend that's a few years older. And one of our favorite things to do is when we're riding down the road, is to put an Eminem CD and listen to it. He's got fantastic lyrics. I don't know if you'd have to sit through a few of them, but you could start on some of the lighter ones like Slim Shady and a few of those. And eventually what you'll find is he's just got an amazing rhyming, unbelievable rhyming ability. And it just flows off your ears like candy.
Hmm.
And, you know, and then there's a bit of anger, which is, you know, there that I just have to say, yeah, you have to have a tiny bit of spirit in you to like it. I mean, when you listen to the Beatles and John Lennon says, you can count me out on the revolution, and he says, you can count me in, do you get a little charge? No. Well, then you probably won't like rap music.
Yeah, I mean, I get a... I don't know.
You've got to have a little bit of rebel in you to like that, for sure. And, you know, if he goes off and uses a bunch of profanity, and, you have to understand, he's just goofing around. He's having fun. And it's all rhyming. It's actually pretty tough. It's tricky stuff.
And what about, would that be considered rap or hip-hop?
Oh, that's definitely rap.
What about hip-hop?
Hip-hop, you know, I can't claim to like all kinds of music as anybody can, but... you know, there, I guess I'll say, kind of go back to your last caller, Jim. A lot of that's cultural. You won't find many whiter cities than Boulder. And sometime maybe try to go to a movie called The Ritz. Have you ever seen that?
No, uh-uh.
It's a great movie. It's an inner city movie about some kids that dance and do things called crumping. And if you just saw it, you know, straight out of Boulder Mall, you'd be bit shocked, but if you see it in context with kids getting killed and gangs and drugs, and it has a lot more meaning. So, you know, some of that stuff you just can't probably get into. You're just like I probably can't get into some African dancing that they do in some tribe that I don't know anything about. So, you know, some of
it is cultural. Well, all of us have got music out there that we can't get into. All you can do is just try it and see if you like it, and that's you know, basically all you can do. So maybe I should just listen to some hip hop on the way home today.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I think if you listen to some of the clever Eminem stuff and look at the words, and just if you just force yourself to do that, won't take long to force yourself. I think in about 10 minutes you'll understand why it's great.
All right, man, you got it. Hey,
okay.
Tim, thanks.
All right, bye.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe I should listen to some hip hop. On the way home, I like banda music, which is Hispanic, which is Mexican music. It's not Hispanic; it's Mexican music. And as I said, I do like Public Enemy. I like industrial music, like Consolidated. Does anybody remember them? Nine Inch Nails. Trent Reznor. Where is he these days? But I don't hear a lot of that stuff anymore. As I've said on this program many times, I've settled into the pattern now of listening to basically old country music.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Now, what is this, Turk? This is Eminem.
You feel like you want to just give up. But you got to search for you. Try to find that inner strength and just pull that inch out of you. And get that motivation to not give up and not be a quitter. No matter how bad you want to fall flat on your face.
So like collapse, I'm spilling these raps. As you feel them to the day that I drop, you'll never say that I'm not killing them. Cause when I am not, then I'ma stop pinning them. And I am not hip hop, and I'm just not Eminem. Subliminal thoughts when I'ma stop spinning them. Women are caught in webs, spin them in heart, spin them. Adrenaline shots, the penicillin could not get the ill to stop. A amoxicillin just not killing them.
14 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Explain to me rap and hip hop. J. Marvin. Just another old white guy holding down a position he shouldn't have, probably, here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Is it a miracle or am I just product of pop? It's enough. This is the one with the plot. It's enough. You can listen for guys. Listen to snacks. It's a fool.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
You'll find backups now westbound I-70 from approaching Kipling, getting up to this multi-car accident closer to Ward Road. As the right and center lanes of the highway blocked, only the left lane getting through. Slow drive trying to get across Wheat Ridge right now. Certainly some eastbound Curiosity delays past the accident as well. Looks like a lot of our stretches have loosened up, though. I-70 is nearly back to normal. Eastbound driving over from I-25 to Brighton. C-470 is making a pretty fast recovery from earlier problems we had down near Santa Fe. 6th Avenue is looking much better coming in from Sheridan. And the eastbound Boulder Turnpike is looking much better from Federal on over. Take a look at your weather for today. A little bit cloudy out with highs right around 98 degrees. Maybe a few scattered afternoon showers will help cool things down. We've warmed up to 78 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
DU's School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
North Korea now, nuclear weapons.
When I was a kid, I remember at the early part of the space program, I went like in 1961 or 2, going like, yeah, right, we're going to get to the moon by the end of the century.
And we got there in 1969.
The Eagle has landed.
So, you know, yikes.
The Al Franken Show.
We should have been paying attention to North Korea and Iran and not invaded Iraq.
Weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe? At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
If you thought you couldn't afford premium LASIK by Colorado's premier LASIK provider, your dreams of clear, natural vision are about to come true. Announcing Spivak Plus, Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. The unsurpassed experience of Spivak Vision Center. The safest, most proven LASIK technology available today. Plans that offer you the added confidence of our Spivak Vision for Life commitment and 0% financing available. Our fees for Spivak Plus start at only $9.95. And with up to 18 months interest-free financing, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget, including yours. So stop waiting for LASIK and call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020 about our Spivak Plus LASIK plan. That's 303-C2020. Or just go online at Spivak.com.
8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Beat the heat and get a cool car deal from my friends at Rocky's Autos. Their matching down incentive program is on now, up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 put down on the car of your choice, or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you got $2,000 to put down. And Rocky's has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Virtually everything you can think of, you can find out there at Rocky's for any purpose. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. Whether you need a second car, or a car for the family, or whatever the story is. I mean, Rocky's has got you covered. And they got great salespeople working out there, too, like Tom and Marv Alshear. The Alshear brothers are out there, and Spanky and Fred Labrato. They're all good people. And Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982. Almost 25 years now of doing business along the Front Range. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, they'll take care of you. Things will be fine. Check them out on the Internet at rockiesautos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve. He handles that. And see their TV commercials and check out the inventory and see their business philosophy. Man, I've been associated with them since 1997, and there's just no better people. Mary and I have bought from them time and time again, and you will too. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
I have an invention, but I don't know what to do next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
The 2006 Colorado Buffaloes football season is right around the corner, so make sure to pick up your season tickets now. First-year head coach Dan Hawkins looks to lead the Buffaloes to their fifth Big 12 North title in 6 years. The Buffs will play 6 games at Folsom Field against the likes of Arizona State, Texas Tech, and Kansas State, along with the annual showdown against CSU at Invesco Field. Season tickets include all 7 games. Purchase them by calling 303-49-BUFFS or visit CUBus.com. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
How low can you go? Death row? What a brother, no. Once again, back is the incredible.
We're talking about hip-hop and rap. 8:53, 53 minutes past the hour. High today, close to 100 degrees. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go to Julie in Denver. Julie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi. I'd like to see the hip-hop discussion sort of framed more. I'd like to just see you think about the political impact of hip-hop.
I don't know. Talk to me about the political impact of it.
Just as a lot of the music that came out in the late 60s and early 1970s that was so influential in ending the war and changing the way we think about many things in this country, just as that music was co-opted and, frankly, a lot of it was turned into crap, in the late 1980s and early 1990s, hip-hop underwent just, oh, my God, an incredible renaissance. The lyrical content of the music that was coming out at that time, like you're talking about Public Enemy, other groups, was incredible. And that was, unfortunately, quickly co-opted by mainstream record companies and turned into just a money-making machine and turned into music that, unfortunately, is about guns and sex and hoes. And
why is it about all of that, though?
Because that's what teenage boys want to buy. That's what white teenage boys want to buy. But there is a lot of music out there of hip-hop music out there that is socially aware and socially conscious, and it is not about sex and bling and whatever. And that, sadly, is not what the record companies want to put out. Artists like Talib Kweli, Dead Prez, these people are singing about poverty in the inner city. They're talking about the sad, pathetic state of our schools. They're talking about the war and what's going on over there. But the record companies are not putting those out. These people are putting themselves out. Some of them are getting record deals, but not at the same rate as, say, Nelly, who has a video where he slides a credit card through a girl's butt cheeks. It's not, most of the people that buy that kind of hip-hop music are teenage white boys, suburban white boys. I just would like to see...
Well, that's really punk-like.
It's really sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is sad. I'm sorry, but it's really sad.
I just would like to see a separation in your thinking about that kind of hip-hop and about, you know, other kinds of hip-hop that are more socially aware, that are more socially conscious. It's not the same thing.
Well, see, I need somebody like you to call up and explain that to me.
Well, I'm telling you, and just as so many of the artists in the 60s and 70s were co-opted, many others really stuck to their guns. Like Neil Young is still putting out relevant music is socially conscious and against the war.
There are
hip-hop artists who are doing the same thing. Chuck D working for Air America. I mean, there are rappers who have stayed in the game and stayed true to their ideas and their morals and not, sadly, sold out to bling. And so I just would like
Do you listen to a lot of this music?
I do. I did more, I think, when I was younger, but I don't have any of the mainstream hip-hop, just because, you know, I don't want to listen to music that denigrates women. I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I don't want that, but I like Talib Kweli a lot. I like Dead Prez a lot. They put out a couple of singles with Erykah Badu. That was their moving into the mainstream. So there are... Even Erykah Badu, she has some rap on some of her records, and she's really mainstream, but she also is singing about and rapping about the conditions in our inner cities and poverty and education. I just, there are these rappers out there who are doing that, but the record companies want to sell the bling. They want to make it look like, you know, it's like a cartoon. I try to explain this to my nephews all the time. These rappers, this isn't the life they live. They don't go home and there's naked chicks hanging out all over and they have diamonds attached to their teeth. It's like a movie. It's like a cartoon. Instead of, you know, like Chuck D saying CNN is a black America. Well, I mean, rap is a CNN of black America. Well, we're not seeing that anymore. We're not seeing now that, you know, things are really difficult in the inner city. And, you know, now we're seeing that, you know, if you just rap a little bit, then everyone will have mouths filled with gold teeth. And it's sad.
Well, I'm just trying to endeavor to understand it. What's the thing with the big, like, woofer type thing in your car where it vibrates. What's
I
up
think
with
you
that?
Have to, I think you have to understand that it's just a young thing.
Like, is that a young thing? Is that
rap,
a kid thing?
Rap is a very bass-driven music. And when you hear the bass and it's really loud, have you never driven in your car blasting a song as loud as your stereo can take it?
Oh, yeah,
come
of course.
On, Jay. I
oh,
know
of course.
You have.
Of course I have.
Okay, well, it's that kind of thing. You're really feeling it on a visceral level when you play it that loud, and that's all. And, you know, young guys, they have to flex their testosterone. That's what it is. But when you look and you see these young kids that look so hard because they're trying to look like their favorite rapper, you know, you got to try to look at them and see it instead if that's somebody's nephew, that's somebody's...
No, you got it. All right,
somebody's
Julie.
Kid.
All right, Julie, you're the best. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right,
thanks.
Too. Bye-bye.
All right, you want to continue this conversation, everybody? Hang on. Otherwise, we're going to open phones to talk about anything you want to talk.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-453.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches. Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us. Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
At Thunder Mountain, join us at our weekly bike nights this Thursday, where your first beer is on us, and we'll be serving free food
while supplies last.
Enjoy a cold beer and live music in the brand new Thunder Park Amphitheater. But this Thursday, be a part of the first ever Miss Thunder in the Rockies. First place winner gets a trip for two to Las Vegas, $150 cash, and a feature in Quick Throttle magazine. The top two contestants advance to the finals, where the grand prize winner takes home $1,000 and gets a feature in Playboy magazine. Register at thunderintherockies.com. I-25 and Crossroads Boulevard, next to Thunder Mountain Harley Davidson.
Idea for a prisoner swap. A senior Israeli just said if Hezbollah moves away from the border and frees two Israelis, there can be a ceasefire. I'm Dan Raviv in Israel. CBS's Nick Young has more about this.
Now, there is an array of diplomatic plans to bring the fighting to an end, but while talking with British Prime Minister Blair at the G8 summit today, President Bush used a barnyard expletive to refer to what he says are Hezbollah's provocations. One proposal for easing tensions, a ceasefire and prisoner exchange. The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Bolton, puts the onus on the groups fighting Israel.
I think you would have a ceasefire in a matter of nanoseconds if Hezbollah and Hamas would release their kidnapped victims and stop engaging in rocket attacks and other acts of terrorism against Israel.
Back home safe and sound for the crew of Space Shuttle Discovery, live to the Kennedy Space Center, and CBS News correspondent Peter King for the latest.
After a perfect landing, the crew has just stepped out of its spacecraft. Administrator Mike Griffin, Kennedy Space Center workers there to greet them. Commander Steve Lindsay moments ago saying it was great to get the shuttle flying again and ready to resume space station assembly.
And I think we accomplished both of those objectives and we're ready to go assemble station and we're ready to start flying shuttles on a more regular basis.
With this mission in the books, the next shuttle flight to start construction or resume construction of the station is due next month. Live at the Kennedy Space Center, I'm Peter King, CBS News.
So once again, a wall of water has become a killer in Indonesia. A tsunami struck this morning following a powerful 7.2 earthquake off Java. One local official says at least 37 people have been killed. More from CBS News reporter Stephen Flay on Java.
The most damage was caused by the ensuing tsunami.
which swept into one coastal resort of Pangand Island and possibly a second coastal resort.
One witness says the tsunami was about 6.5 feet high. Shaping up to be another sweltering day from Las Vegas to Philadelphia, a big chunk of the country facing the prospect of triple-digit heat. To cope, the governor of Illinois is making more than 130 state office buildings available as cooling centers. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 24 points and the NASDAQ is up about 3. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. There's the every customer is a repeat customer dynamic, or the pleased to meet you and here's how we can help you dynamic, or the old the customer is always right even when you know they're wrong dynamic. And to help you master such dynamics, there's Microsoft Dynamics, software solutions that are specially designed to improve your customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
Yeah, my wife's pregnant, so since she's driving more carefully now, maybe we could get a discount on our rate, huh?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Record heat in Denver yesterday, but energy demand nowhere near a record.
Peak demand was about 700 megawatts below last summer's record, and each megawatt can power 1,000 homes. But the heat did cause 100 power transformers to blow, causing isolated power outages into the night.
We recommend people set their air conditioners at about 78 degrees or higher during these hot summer days to save some energy and money.
Xcel Energy's Ethne Groves also recommending people use fans to help stay cool.
Joe Chiaro reporting. It'll be tomorrow before divers will go back into Larimer County's Carter Lake to look for the body of a missing 2-year-old. That's when sonar equipment is expected to arrive from out of state. Sheriff's Office spokeswoman Elise Campanella says divers used underwater cameras and less sophisticated sonar Sunday.
Apparently the equipment that we're hoping will come in is high-tech, state-of-the-art sonar equipment that is capable of doing things that the equipment that we have is not capable of doing.
The boy was in a boat with his father and some others when he fell into the water Saturday. No names have been released. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we are getting back to normal across these highways. And some good news is westbound I-70 after Ward Road, that big multi-car crash, it's gone. All lanes reopen. Even the backups are really starting to improve quite a bit out in that direction. We're looking much better for southbound I-25 coming in from Thornton and Norkland. Still busy across downtown, though. Northbound I-25 a little heavy in between 225 and Hampton. And southbound 225 is backed up from Yosemite as you make your way down towards the Denver Tech Center merge. Weather today, another hot one. Highs reaching right around 9.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction. Strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
I have a recording studio at my house, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to record some rap and hip-hop artists here locally in Denver. And I kind of just stumbled into it. I used to work at a local music store, and these guys used to come in, and they would buy keyboards and so on and so forth for me. And that's how I started getting to the, you know, to be able to record some of these guys. And until that point, I didn't have really any exposure to rap or hip-hop, with the exception of, you know, of what was on the radio and what was out there. Watching these guys work and watching them, just the sheer volume of lyrics that are involved in their songs and the rhythm that it takes to be able, and the speed that they rap with is mind-boggling. I mean, it's just amazing to me. And by recording some of these people, I got a real good idea of the ones that are talented and how good they are at it, and the ones that don't have a natural talent for it, who are just trying to force it and just trying to do something and trying to emulate kind of what's out there. So I have a huge respect for anybody who can do that. It's, you know, it's like being a guitar virtuoso. It's extremely difficult to do. You know, I can't speak to, you know, the idea behind some of the lyrical content, because
about the violence and the sexism.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't come from that point in my life. And I've called, I've talked on your shows, you know, several times, and I'm, you know, at heart a pacifist, you know. And so that's in my music, and that's, you know, that's where I come from lyrically, is, you know, is to speak to, you know, open-mindedness and you know, being forgiving and understanding. However, you know, the difference between rap and hip-hop, rap is definitely a much more hardcore, urban kind of thing. Hip-hop is what record companies are really sinking their teeth into these days, because like your caller earlier pointed out, it just sells, and it sells to the record buying market, which is teenage boys. And you know, if you want to hear something that is amazing from a standpoint of talent, listen to Busta Rhymes. The guy is just incredible in the way he puts his lyrics together and in the way he enunciates them. It's really entertaining to listen to. And, you know, maybe the lyrical content isn't always clean or isn't always, you know, a positive message, but it's enjoyable to listen to, you know. Another good...
But I'd like somebody to explain to me what the hang-up is, though, with sexism and violence. Other than maybe that it just sells, right?
Yeah,
I mean, is that what it is, that it just sells?
Definitely it sells. And, you know, if you're a young artist trying to break into the market, you're going to tend to go and put your message out in a way that is going to give you a better opportunity to live that lifestyle, I guess, you know. You know, but if you listen to some of Led Zeppelin's music, you know, Whole Lot of Love and some of that stuff, it's overtly sexual as well, you know. And you know, like one of the other callers pointed out, when Elvis first became popular, people were just like, it's the downfall of the Western civilization.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it being, you know, sexual, but being sexist is a whole other deal.
Yeah, being misogynistic is like you point out, a whole different deal. But, you know, it's up to people to decide what they're going to listen to and what they're going to buy. And if the masses, you know, buy that type of music, then there's not much you're going to be able to do about
right
it. I don't listen to it. You know, it's not my thing. You know, the rap and the hip-hop that I listen to is rap and hip-hop that has a socially conscious message, or that is just, you know, generally speaking, doesn't have a point of view of anything. It's just entertaining music. You had mentioned that you listen to country music, and you know who Big and Rich is, right?
Oh, right, exactly.
And you know that song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy?
Yeah.
Okay, that middle section is purely hip-hop country. I mean, that's a hip-hop beat. The way they play their instruments, the banjo and the guitar that's in that, I mean, it comes from such a hip-hop point of view. And the way the guy presents the lyric is from a hip-hop sort of angle as well. And that's like, you know, there's a real blend in there that, you know, that Big and Rich made a conscious decision, it seems to me, to be like, hey, let's put out a section of a song that's got a hip-hop feel to it.
Yeah, I think I've only, I think I've only heard it one time. I don't listen to too much new country. I listen to like older stuff. Like if, you know, you come to my house. I've said this before. You know, you come to my house, and I'm listening to George Jones and Merle Haggard, Lefty Frizzell, and I love Graham Parsons. There's that new, you know, 3-CD set, and I've got it, and it's so good with Emmylou Harris. And I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm listening to.
Yeah, have you checked out Mark Broussard?
Yeah, I like him.
Mark Broussard's great. Yeah, that song Home, that's a great song, man.
Yeah.
And I listen to Johnny Cash and stuff like that. I listen to all kinds of music, you know, because it's one of the things that I do. And, you know, I try to you know, keep up on you know, some of what's going on.
I got a lot of Big Head Todd on the stereo, too.
Yeah, Big Head Todd is awesome. My wife's got we've got a couple of their discs that we downloaded from iTunes. And you know, he's just a talented guy, you know, I mean, and... It's just good music, you know. It's good to listen to. But, you know, there's so much out there, and it's up to the record-buying public to decide what they want to buy and what they want to put their money into. And, you know, it's just like television. If you don't like something, you just turn it off. As far as the big boom is concerned, my theory on that is that it just comes from the dance floor, and it comes from a place where, like Julie pointed out, that music uses so many subtones that you don't necessarily hear because our ears don't perceive them, but that you can feel. And, you know, when a hip-hop artist samples some other artist's music and puts it into their song and then adds some low end to it or some bottom end to it, first of all, the sampling of that music is a huge compliment. I mean, they do it out of sheer respect for a groove or a lick. And when you pointed out that it's so repetitive and it just sounds the same, when hip-hop is so lyric-heavy and when the whole thing about the music is to get their point across, whatever that point is, they pick music that just is, like, so easy to dance to and just, like, makes you want to get up on your feet. And then they add these subtones to it that you just feel down in your gut. And that's where it comes from. And it's that kind of power that you get from those lower subtones that really, you know, kind of gets you into the music and gets you into you know, where the sample loop is coming from and how they put their song together from a musical standpoint. And it kind of keeps your attention in that way. Some people, it just drives crazy. You know, and they just can't deal with it, including if somebody pulls up next to them, you know, in their car. I live in an area of Denver. I live in Sloan's Lake, and there is a lot of that music up and down my street.
Yeah, there's a lot on my street, too, but I just tune it out. Yeah. That doesn't bother me. I just was curious about it is all.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me either, you know, and you know, some people it drives crazy, and I just tell them, well, you know, then turn it off, you know, and don't be around it, you know, there's not much you can do.
Yeah, you just got to die.
That's what this country's all about, you know, we're all about doing whatever, you know, whatever works for us.
That's right, you just got to dial it out. Michael, thank you, man.
Yeah, hey, have a good one, Jay.
Okay,
we'll talk
to you. All right, let's go to John in Wheat Ridge. John, you're on AM 760, good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, John.
I call quite a bit, but I had to chime in with the masses on this one. I was lucky, well, I'm enough to be sort of raised in the suburbs, so I had a bunch of friends that happened to be white, so I got all of the metal and punk and from their parents' country-type tastes in music, but then I'm African-American, so I got all the funk and blues, jazz, and hip-hop stuff from my relatives and cousins. And I think it gives me somewhat of a unique perspective because I think that one thing you also have to remember is that every genre of music has multiple genres within it. I mean, I love the Flying Burrito Brothers, but that's way different than George Jones.
No, that's right.
But they're both called country. And so there's...
Well, one is kind of labeled country rock or Americana,
or
and the other one's kind
country.
Of... Or alt-country. Or the other one's kind of dead-on straight country.
And see, that's the thing about hip-hop and rap. Rap is kind of what the old term for hip-hop was. Hip-hop, stereotypically, I mean, a lot of people will call themselves hip-hop, but technically it was sort of the more conscious stuff, the more stuff that was more lyrically driven rather than musically driven. So rap is kind of what people call it that don't listen to it. Hip-hop is what people who make it call it. So that's just one small distinction that I also had to make. But that's the thing.
So what do we call it? Do we call it hip-hop or do we call it rap?
Well, I guess it depends on if you listen to it. If you're a fan of it, you would call it hip-hop.
Okay.
Whereas if you didn't listen to it necessarily, it's like a connotation-denotation thing. So it's like a lot of people, I mean, at first it was called rap before anything. But then people like Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul and all these conscious hip-hop people came out and they wanted to call it hip-hop to make this distinction that it wasn't just talking over music. So it was a more of a conscious sort of evolution of that genre. But but again, everybody took my thunder pretty much and said exactly what I wanted to say while I was waiting, which is that, yeah, it's market forces are determining what sells and what's out there. And so the violence aspect of it, which at one point was more of a consciousness thing and saying this is what's going on in our cities, became something to suburban people that, oh, wow, they sort of got into it, you know? It's kind of like heavy metal. It's like, I like a lot of heavy metal, too, and there's a bunch of genres, different genres within that, but there's some that are just, their whole thing is just being as evil and as malevolent as they possibly can be for some kind of effect.
Yeah, you I'm know? Aware of that. So, I'm not into it, but I'm aware of it. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and so I think that that's kind of what it is, and then I think if you just look at it like, and I'm 36, so I was actually around when punk started. I was around when metal started. I was around when hip-hop started, and I was a teenager consuming these things and watching how they evolve. And the way that hip-hop has pretty much evolved is it started off as social commentary, but very quickly got co-opted by, you know, market forces, and now it's all about, you know, misogyny and everything else. But as far as sexuality, Tutti Frutti, put some sugar in my bowl, jazz is from the word jasmine, which was what the prostitutes wore. I mean, sex and music has always been there.
I don't have any trouble with sex. I just have trouble with that, you know.
The misogyny is really disturbing, and that's
you know,
why
like
I don't listen
downgrading
to,
of women is like really, you know, to me.
It's terrible. But I think it's also, that's a reflection also of poverty and of the machismo of a particular culture. African-American culture tends to be, I'm just sad, but it tends to be very homophobic in some areas because it tends to be very macho, you know, and at least there's certain elements of it. So if you even show any kind of, you know, sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say weakness, but there's just certain elements within the culture that it's just very offensive to be somewhat feminine as a man, you know, or sensitive as a man. So, and that, I think, is where that angle comes in, and it's specifically with the sort of the more lower class African Americans than it is middle class educated African-Americans.
All right, John, my back's against the wall, man, here time wise. Thanks.
No worries. Take care.
All right, thank you. Thank you for the information. One line open at 303-713-7600. It's open phones, but we're talking about rap and we're talking about hip hop, and I'm just trying to get a beat on it and trying to understand it. Jeff of the Colorado Hip Hop Coalition is on the line, and we'll talk to him coming up. Plus, we'll take your calls, and I got one line open.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
...of the transforming debt into wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 924, 24 minutes after 9. High today close to 100, and it's open phones, but we're talking about rap and hip-hop. But if you want to talk about something else, you can. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jeff with the Colorado Hip Hop Coalition and see what he has to say. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm really good, man, and I'm very excited that you guys had this topic on the show today.
You got it, man. Glad to do it.
Right on.
So tell me, what's on your mind? What do you think?
Well, you know, the Colorado Hip Hop Coalition started back in 1997 when there was a drive-by shooting in Five Points. The owner, his name is Alan Russell, was injured, got hit in the arm with a bullet from a drive-by shooting, and his two young children were playing at the time.
Mm.
So me and several local hip-hop artists organized a block party. We raised $500 and donated it to Spin CDs and Tapes. And he stayed in business until about a year or so ago. And I just wanted to, you know, let you know about that story, about the genesis of our organization, to kind of let you know that, you know, hip-hop is not inherently violent, misogynist, homophobic. It's not inherently any of those things. But I'll tell you what it is inherently. It's art, it's technology, it's literacy, and it's business. In 2000... we started our own after-school education program, and we've been in several middle schools and high schools in DPS as a way for kids to hang out and do something fun that they love and enjoy and stay out of trouble, as well as enhance their academic experience. Teaching kids metaphor, simile, alliteration with Tupac is a whole lot easier than teaching it with Shakespeare or Tennyson or Keats or Frost or Dickinson. And so that's the way that we have approached this. And not only that, but this week I'm attending the National Hip Hop Political Convention in Chicago. I attended the first one in Newark, New Jersey, where Ross Baraka, son of Amiri Baraka, was the convention chair. And we created an agenda for the hip hop generation. And the hip-hop generation will probably be moving into the forming of their own political party.
So So hip-hop is not about, doesn't have to be about degrading women, about violence, about
homophobia or
you know, bling, quote-unquote, or all of this kind of stuff. It can be about other things.
Well, let me explain to you something that, yeah, some cats were on the phone earlier talking about the difference between hip-hop and rap and whatnot. Hip-hop, you know, back in 1973, there was a man by the name of Afrika Bambaataa. His real name was Lawrence, but he was took a trip to South Africa, and he was and he came back, changed his name to Afrika Bambaataa, and you know, he fell in love with the Zulu people and all of that. Well, he was a gang member. He was a high school kid. He was a gang member. Not only that, he was the leader of a gang called the Black Spades. And these cats were rival gangs with a Latino gang called the Savage Skulls. They were killing each other. They were stabbing each other, fighting constantly. In 1974, November 11th, Afrika Bambaataa called a meeting with him and the leader of the Savage Skulls. They brought their gangs together at the Bronx River Community Center. And they said, instead of stabbing and shooting at each other, we're going to dance against each other. We're going to rap against each other. We're going to DJ against each other. Then we're going to shake hands. This is before those record deals.
Right.
Before all of the money came into it, kids were using this culture. Ghetto gang kids. You cannot take that away from hip-hop culture. It was these ghetto gang kids who found a way, a street-level conflict resolution. They didn't need the conflict center to come in and do a workshop. Okay? They figured it out themselves with this cultural creative self-expression. What happened? It got co-opted by white corporate moguls, and now it's how many powerless people can you kill on a record? How many women can you slap on a record? How many people can you degrade? Planet Asia is another person to check out. Michael Fonte and Spearhead is another one to check out. I know Amy Goodman is a really big fan, and he's often on Amy Goodman's show. And so, yeah, Michael Fronte, Spearhead, Immortal Technique, Talib Kweli.
All right. I'll definitely get into those. I'll locate them today.
Also, Apostle. Check out Apostle, a local hip-hop artist. Also, yours truly. I have three solo CDs out. I'd love to, you know, just shoot one to you in the mail.
All right, I want to put you on hold and give you our mailing address.
Right on, big bro.
All right. Hey, thank you, Jeff, for being on the program, man.
Right on. Peace.
Okay, hang on. All right, give Jeff our mailing address on there on 4. 9:31, 29 minutes away from 9. Boy, I've gotten more answers than I thought I would get. And this has been an enlightening, you know, time here. And hang on, I'll take the rest of the calls on this. And we're going to talk about rap and hip-hop all the way up to 10 o'clock. It's fine with me. Meanwhile, we'll get a look at progressive traffic with Aaron O'Neill and find out how my favorite interstate is doing, I-70. How's that looking?
Oh, it's looking great right now. We had those late problems westbound I-70 near Ward Road, big multi-car crash, had a couple lanes blocked up. That cleared off, and the backups disappeared quickly. So that whole stretch looking pretty good there, crossing Wheat Ridge, Arvada area, and I-70, both directions across the elevated. You aren't going to find any backups. In fact, that's how we're seeing a lot of our highways. Everything is loosened up nicely. Northbound I-25 back to normal if you're leaving the tech center. Southbound I-25 up to speed coming in from Thornton and Northland. We're still a little busy across downtown, and we're still a little bit slow southbound 225 approaching Yosemite, making your way down towards I-25. Weather again for today, you've got a few clouds out.
Nickelback. The most explosive show on the planet is coming. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback, 3 Days Grace, Chevelle, and Hinder. Tickets are on sale now. Fans from coast to coast can't get enough. August 9th at Coors Amphitheater. Nickelback plus special guest, 3 Days Grace. Chevelle. And Hinder. Listen carefully. Tickets are on sale now. At all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by EEG Live and House of Blues Concerts. Nickelback brings you the most explosive show on the planet.
A vehicle is stolen every 26 seconds in the U.S. Protect yours with LoJack. LoJack is now available for cars, trucks, motorcycles, construction equipment, and laptops. To learn more, visit LoJack.com or call 1-800-4-LoJack.
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously, everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate quote. Go ahead. I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once you see how much you could save, you can buy your GEICO policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
It's a timeshare.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Wow. Okay. So get the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares absolutely free. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-700-0299. Again, that's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel: knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large, travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Away from 10 o'clock, high today, close to 100. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And we've been talking about hip-hop and rap. Coming up tomorrow, the candidates in CD7 for the Democratic primary will slug it out for a big action-filled 2 hours. And we've got Jameson Fosher from Media Matters for America on the line as well. Let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Elaine, who's been hanging on in Aurora. Elaine Heyer on AM 760, good morning.
Hi, Jay. I must admit I don't know much about hip-hop music or culture, but I called as a parent of a 17-year-old son who listens to hip-hop and does all those things, and I wanted to give a parent's perspective. My son blew out his speakers in his car because he had it up so loud, but, you know, it's interesting. Not only did he want to listen to it, he would always roll the windows down. You see, he wants everybody to know that he listens to music. And I don't understand why a white suburban kid gets into black culture, although it's always been that way. I mean, from jazz music onward.
Rebellion?
Absolutely. And my point was, I think I learned a real valuable lesson. I grew up in the 60s, and, you know, I have a great deal of respect for the Rolling Stones. They are a great rock group. But one of the reasons they earned their popularity in the beginning is the parents absolutely hated them. They were considered the bad boys of rock. The parents had, including mine, had a fit over the Rolling Stones, and so the kids loved them. My lesson, I think, that I learned is that if you don't overreact, a lot of this loses its impact. I mean, I don't like the misogyny or the violence either that's in some hip-hop music, but, you know, kids have to rebel. They have to push the envelope, and the envelope in this society is pretty far out there as it is. So for them to push it out farther, it gets, you know, pretty objectionable at times. But I think that that is part of growing up. I don't know, you know, I don't know much about the music, like I said, but I try to hold my comments to myself. Because I think if I do that...
Because then you become like your parents who made the same comments about the Stones and about the Beatles and about... You know, all the other, you know, look at their hair and listen
exactly
to the lyrics and let's spend the night together and blah,
yeah, and
blah,
then
blah,
there's
blah.
Nothing to talk about because then the kid thinks immediately, I have to fight my parents. If you accept what they do to a certain degree, then it's easier to talk to about it, easier to discuss the music, easier to say, you know, I really don't like this part of it, but I can understand why you listen to it or whatever. If you overreact, you've lost them because then they'll just do it more.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that totally. Listen, as somebody who stood up to and fought with their parents all the way to the time I left the house and still fight with them. I understand that whole, you know, rebellious streak. I mean, everybody's got that, and all kids go through it, and kids go through it to differing degrees, and some of us get into more trouble and cause more trouble than other kids do. And
but
some
rebellion
kids,
is
some
part.
Kids, some
of,
kids never go through it.
Well, they all go through it to some extent.
Oh, there's some kids. You know what? I went to high school with some kids who were about as rebellious. Were about as rebellious as a white.
But you
paint,
wait till they get to college.
As a you know, white paint on a wall.
But you wait till they get to college and see what they do. Next.
Well, I don't know. I lost track of them at that point. But I mean, the rest of us were all, you know, out raising all kinds of hell.
But as soon as they get away from their parents, I bet most of them reacted differently because they've been held so tight rein for so long.
So you know, but I agree with you. I mean, you know, listen. I mean, art is in the eye of the beholder, or
exactly.
the sound is in the ear of the. I mean, I like music. That I know that a lot of people who listen to this radio station don't particularly care for, and I know that I have like really bizarre taste. I mean, I understand that, and I'm not trying to push that off on anybody. But then other people listen to things, and I shake my head and think, you know, God, I couldn't stand that.
Yeah.
You know, I can't. I mean, like people who sit there and listen to soft rock or what's the station it's true every place I go the station is on, but you can never really hear it because it keeps drifting in and out because it's usually on in beauty parlors and
mm-hmm.
places like that. Oh, it's Cozy FM where it's like and it's like drifting in and out, and they play such if I had to work over there, I'd hang myself in the men's room having to play that crap. But I mean, I guess somebody likes it. I mean, somebody must think it's okay.
Let me just make one further point. I'm not saying as a parent you have to be very aware of what your kids are doing. But I would no more blame hip-hop for what happened at the skating rink than I would blame Marilyn Manson for Columbine. It is not Marilyn Manson's fault.
No, you're right about that, and it's not the hip-hop's fault.
No, it's not.
I just use that story as a reason because when I saw it, when I came in this morning and saw it, I thought, I really just don't understand this music. I really don't get what it's about. And, I've always found out that for as smart as the talk show host thinks he is or she is, there's always people out in the audience that are a lot smarter or a lot hipper. And you can always go to the listeners and go, hey, here's something I don't get. Clue me in on this. And you know what? You'll have a marvelous experience like we've had this morning where people will call with all kinds of different angles.
Yep.
And that's the whole idea behind it.
Exactly. Well,
all
thank
right,
you
Link.
For being there. You're doing great.
Well, thanks
a lot.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. I like banda music, as I said before, banda recuerdo. And that's Mexican music with horns. And I like mariachi music. Now, I don't imagine most people like that stuff, unless you're Mexican, I guess. But I just love the sound of banda. And banda el recuerdo is about the only group I can remember, but I've got a bunch of banda CDs at home. And I like to listen to that stuff. And I like to watch the Spanish channels on occasion to see that kind of music. So different strokes for different folks. Here's Sandy in Thornton. Sandy, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, good morning. Well, there are a couple of things I wanted to say. First off, the earlier caller talking about Afrika Bambaataa, I don't know if you remember this, but he did Time Zone with Johnny Rotten.
Oh, yeah, I sure do.
Okay, that's who Afrika Bambaataa is.
Oh, okay.
And the rap poetry that was coming out, I remember when I was in high school back in the 70s, that rap poetry was a really big deal, and that Gil Scott-Heron kind of came up out of that culture.
Oh, Gil Scott-Heron and the Last Poets.
Of course.
The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will be live.
You're talking my language.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I remember that.
Yeah, so that's part of where the root of that is. However, the misogyny part... If you listen to old blues, then, if I catch you with another man, I'm going to bring you down. And you hear that, and you even hear the Beatles, who were pretty, they were pretty clean compared to, if you didn't know about the drug lyrics and stuff, compared to a lot of the British invasion music as far as blues, because for them, skiffle was their influence. But then you've got the misogyny of the Stones with Under My Thumb. And, yeah, they rock and they're great, but their lyrics absolutely suck. They were awful. And that's what that last parent was saying, what that caller was saying, I would have to disagree with what she was saying there. I am a mom with four kids, all daughters. And so misogyny to me, especially in music, I am very vocal about it. They listen to what they want, but I also say, well, wait a minute now. You know, you've got to pay attention to what they're saying.
Yeah, but that comes under the area, though, of discussion, not suppression.
Exactly. I'm not suppressing
Which
it.
Is what she was basically saying. I'm going to stick up for her by saying that she was basically saying that the idea is, you know, not suppression. So you wouldn't say to your daughters, like, well, that's inappropriate here. Give me that.
Well, actually, I did go through a phase, especially after I myself left radio because of some of the lyrics that were being played.
Oh, I didn't know you used to be in radio. Where'd you work?
I was in radio for a long time.
Not as long as me, I'll bet.
18 years.
34 here.
Oh, you got me. You trumped me.
Where did you work?
The last big station I worked at was TCL, KTCL.
Yeah.
And I left in part because of some of the things that were being said I really did not like. How bad the lyrics were getting. And I didn't want to be in a position where I was telling my kids, you can't listen to mom at work.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that, to me, had a lot to do with it. But I tell my kids, look, it's garbage in, garbage out. You pay attention to what the lyrics are saying, because whether or not we want to admit it, there is no sales rep on this planet who's going out to hawk advertising for a radio station or a TV station and saying, we have no influence over, you know, your listeners. That's not how they sell advertising. Advertising works. And by logic, then, you follow through and consider lyrics also work. People pay attention to that. And at some level, they believe that. They think in that way. It penetrates their mindset and influences the core of their thinking and behavior.
Yeah, yeah. I agree 100% with everything that you're saying. To me, rather than suppression, though, discussion is a better route to go. And then you have a discussion as to why this is and why this is like this, and you know what's going on. But that takes work, and a lot of parents in this day and age, you know, they're working their cans off, and I mean, it's just rough. It's rough being a parent. I mean, it's so easy for people to say, you know, you should be doing this and you should be doing that.
But
and it's another thing
time.
It's another thing when you got to get in there and you got to do it. And
that's exactly it.
It's a rough game to play. Do you ever miss the business?
Oh gosh, you don't know how badly I miss it. But at the same time, when I turn on the radio and I hear what's happening. And I talk to younger kids, and they say, oh, I'm really into Jethro Tull. I like him. Or they think that Queen only has, like, three songs out
right.
of 30 albums.
Yeah.
You know, then no, I don't miss it. I think that at the time that I worked there, KTCL was one of the last great stations because we played rap. We played bluegrass. We played jazz. You know, we played rock. We played everything. The only criteria was it had to be good. I mean, we even played Andreas Vollenweider. So I could sit down in a set, and I could start it off with something like Afrika Bambaataa and end it with something as soft as Keith Jarrett. And that, to me, is what the whole idea of good music and FM radio and progressive and alternative music was about. And it's not out there anymore. So I miss doing what I used to do, but I wouldn't want to do it anymore. I wouldn't want to be a DJ anymore in the current climate.
Well, the current climate, there's no indication that the current climate's going to change anytime soon, so we're kind of stuck with what we're stuck with.
Yeah.
But thank you for, you know, it's an amazing thing that you listen to this show, and thank you so much for calling in and giving your point of view. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jay.
All right, Sandy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that's kind of nice. You know, get a phone with people in the business who listen to you. 303-713-7600, two open lines here. As we're talking about music, we're talking about rap, and talking about hip-hop. And, also, in the last minutes, we got closing minutes here, we get into this whole teenage rebellion thing. About, weren't you rebellious with your parents? And didn't you listen to music because it was rebellious and because it made a statement? So is it better to suppress or is it better to discuss? I think it's better to discuss. And to try to, I remember the first time I ever heard my daughter listening to a song where the lyrics were like knocking boots, and I figured out what that was all about. And I had to have a discussion with her about sex, you know? It wasn't the easiest thing for...
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
0.99% fixed five-year interest rate on select homes. Don't miss this opportunity. For details, visit SheaHomes.com.
Now you'll have to replace that window. What about that old, ugly patio door? Now's the time to replace your windows and doors. Pella Windows and Doors is having a Windows Your Way sale. $500 off any installed Designer Series patio door with the purchase of four installed Architect Series or Designer Series windows. Pella's number one brand, professionally installed, beautiful, affordable doors and windows. For a free home appointment, call 866-635-5281 or visit Pella.com.
949, 49 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos has got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 units on the lot, and their matching down incentive is going on now up to $1,500. So you put down $1,500, they'll put down $15, and you've got three, or put down a grand, and they'll put down a grand, and you've got two. And the Rockies, you'll find every name and model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. I mean, they've got some great-looking vehicles out there. And whatever you need, second car, car for the family, whatever the case may be, gas savers, Rockies Autos has got it. Mary and I have been dealing with Rockies since 1997 and have had nothing but good results. And this last car that we bought from Rockies, Mary, was for her. It's a gas saver, and she's just thrilled with it. Really loves it. They've got friendly, good, knowledgeable salespeople working out there like Tom and Marv Alshear and Spanky and Fred Labrato. Go out there and ask for them and tell them that I sent you. They're my good buds. And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, and you can tell when you go out there that it's a family operation. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m., but if you come after 9, hey, you know what? They're going to stick around, and they're going to make sure that everything is fine. They're going to take care of you. That's just what they're all about. And why do they do this? Why do they go the extra mile on these things? Because you know what? They want you to tell other people about them. It's that simple. Rockies Autos. Check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com. See the inventory. Check out what's going on over there. And you can pre-qualify for a car loan and cut down on the time. Ask for Steve. He operates all of that. That's rockiesautos.com. Or get out there and see him in person at Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
There's only one thing sweeter than the luxury of a four-star hotel, knowing that you got it for a two-star price. After all, there are deals to be had, and why shouldn't you have them? At Hotwire.com, we guarantee the best deals on three- and four-star hotel rooms. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has special deals with three- and four-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site, guaranteed. Like four stars in Denver, Travelocity price $139, Hotwire.com price just $93, or four stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $149, Hotwire.com price just $94. Log on to Hotwire.com now, because a few hundred dollars saved on your hotel room is a few hundred dollars you can spend painting the town. Hotwire.com. Live large. Travel smart. Hotwire's booking process differs from fixed travel sites. Exact hotel disclosed after booking. All bookings final. Rate subject to change and availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guaranteed details on site.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ho!
Used to dribble down in VA, serving them in the home of the Turpins.
Little hip hop, little rap, 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Jay Marvin here High 94, mostly sunny skies. Actually, the high is going to be closer to 100. It's going to be about 98. Usually this is open phones, but we've been talking all hour here for the last 2 hours about hip-hop and rap. And let me go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, in the 60s and early 70s, we were railing against the machine. We were not railing against blacks, Catholics, Jews, Irish. We were railing against the military and industrial complex for a war that was, you know, not really a war, first of all, and second of all, it was immoral, what we were doing. And that's what the music was about. And it was about unity and power to the people, if you will, which meant take it away from the politicians and give it back to the people.
That's really what it was. Certainly worked, didn't it?
Yeah, and it wasn't. I mean, you don't hear that today. You do not hear
that.
Well,
but that's not true because according to a lot of people who have called up about hip hop, there is very political hip hop out there that kids are listening to.
I understand that, but the majority, you don't hear the music dominating the radio that rails against what's going on in Iraq and elsewhere in the world. You hear a lot of, you know, beat my woman kind of thing, which I don't understand because your woman is supposed to be your life partner. You know, I mean, even whether you're married or not,
yeah,
but
that's one strain of it, though. There's also other strains of it that is still getting out to the community, that people are still buying, that kids are still purchasing, and that people are still listening to. I mean, that's like saying the only country music, you know, that's out there that you hear is the country music that's played on the Willie FM, when in reality there's a whole alternative country music scene out there that's going on as well, and people are buying the CDs and listening to them. And a lot of people in this day and age with this technology, I got news for you, a lot of people don't depend on radio to get their music anymore.
Yeah, I hear you. And the other thing is that anybody who has a child who doesn't sit down with them and make that child their first priority in life, give the child up. Because if that child is not your first priority, you got no business being a parent. And I am an adoptive parent. And I'm just fed up with hearing about it, you know, that people don't spend the time, this and that. I think the public schools need to make a requirement that the parents have to spend 2 hours a month there.
Well, I don't see. I don't disagree with anything you're saying there.
So make that child a priority. It is up to the parent to educate the child about the world around them and why things are.
Well, Otherwise, once again, discussion is better than suppression.
Yeah, but the kid has no idea. He gets out into, you know, it's like the kids who end up at CU or something and end up drinking themselves to death. Why? Because the parents never exposed them to anything outside.
I don't think you can make that simplistic of a statement. I think that has to do with a lot of other things.
I agree, but that's just an example. You have to take your child and expose them to what's out there and why things are bad. It will hurt you, it will hurt someone else, or it's just wrong. It's not a complicated thing. People make it complicated.
Well, you know, on that part, I don't disagree. And we're on the same page. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day. Okay. Let me go to Wyatt in Denver. Wyatt, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
First-time caller. I just thought I'd call in and kind of touch base on this. I've been looking for a chance to call in, since this is something I might be able to talk about.
Well, you can call in and talk about anything. What, are you worried about your age that would disqualify you from talking about other stuff?
Just the fact that I'm 16.
Okay, you got 90 seconds, and you know what? Let me just tell you from here on out, I don't care whether you're 16, 15, or 22, or however you are, or 80, or whatever the deal is. You know what? You can call in and talk about anything. All right, now go ahead. Use your 60 seconds.
I don't listen to it a whole lot, but I'm acquainted with the people do it and listen to it, and they're not what people think they are. They're not like gangsters, and they're not people like that. I don't know if you've ever listened to Linkin Park before, but
no,
they're that same kind of band, but they take rock and rap and they turn it into something different. It's a really new and different kind of music, but it's really interesting. And it's not all about sexism, and it's not all about stuff like that. Because there's political, there's sometimes really heartfelt lyrics that go into it.
Well, I'm definitely going to be checking some of it out today. I can guarantee you that much. And you know what? I'm glad you called in. And you know what? Hey, what are you, 16 years old, what are you doing listening to this radio station being 16?
I'm just sick of this administration, and I got to get somewhere to listen to and know what's actually going on.
Well, you know what, man? You're welcome to call here, Wyatt, anytime. You know what? You're welcome to call anytime. Doesn't make any difference whether you're 16. I used to call talk stations when I was 16. So call anytime, Wyatt. Have a great day. Have a good summer, okay?
Thank you very much.
Call me again.
All right.
All right. That's it for today. I'll see you later. Back tomorrow.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business...